America's most sought-after items at MyLifeMyCard.com. Terms and restrictions do apply. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. For today, partly cloudy skies, high around 40 this evening. Rain likely early in the evening, then snow after midnight, with the accumulation expected to be around 1 inch. The low should be in the upper 20s. Moving on to Thursday, partly cloudy skies, a high in the mid-30s Thursday evening. Cloudy, partly cloudy, with a low around 15. And then on Friday, partly cloudy skies, the high only in the mid-30s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU under crystal clear skies, we have 26 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 28, but the wind chill makes it feel like it's about 22 out there. It's time now for the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 6 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Sing me to sleep.
Sure, sweetie. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. You're a ball of gas that's very far. 32 light years in the sky. 10 parsecs, which is really high. Helium, carbon, and
hydrogen
fuse to make our starry
friend.
When it enters supernova stage, it explodes with bursts of rays. And if the star's mass is big and bold, it will become a big black hole.
And if the star's mass is big and bold, it will become a big black hole.
Thanks, Mom. By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in math and science, so it's up to parents to help create a brighter future for them. For some simple ideas, go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ad Council.
Oh, honey, just put that down there.
So, the movers will be here tomorrow morning?
Yeah? Oh, but it's fine. Most of that stuff can just go straight in the truck.
All right. What about this 16th century Rossellini sculpture from Italy?
Toss it in the box. It'll be fine. Whoops. but that priceless painting? The movers can just carry out. I don't think we have to cover it. Oh, and the sideboard from your grandma?
Uh-huh.
We'll just strap it to the roof of the car.
Okay.
You need the right protection for priceless things when moving. And when your precious children are in the car, they need the right protection, too. If they're too big for a car seat, that doesn't mean they're the right size for an adult safety belt. If they're under 4'9", they need a booster seat. It raises them up so the safety belt fits properly. And the right fit makes all the difference to their future. To learn more, visit www.boosterseats.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Today, all Americans are feeling the pinch of high energy prices. And this winter, the cost of heating your home could account for nearly half of your energy bill. I'm Energy Secretary Sam Bodman, with steps you can take to save money and make your home more energy efficient. First, give your home furnace or heat pump a checkup to ensure it's running as efficiently as possible. Proper insulation in attic, ceilings, floors, crawl spaces, and exterior and basement walls can save 30% on your home energy bill. And insulate the heating ducts, even in unheated areas of your house. Finally, installing a programmable thermostat will ensure you don't pay for energy you aren't using. Program the thermostat down to 65 degrees for 8 hours a day to reduce your heating bill by up to 10%. You have the power to make a difference. You can reduce your home energy bills and help our nation reduce its energy use.
For more energy efficiency tips, please visit our website at www.doe.gov or call toll-free 1-877-337-3463. This powerful savings message is provided by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Alliance to Save Energy.
This is a Samaritan's Purse Hurricane Relief update.
Samaritan's Purse Relief units are on the Gulf Coast actively working to restore people's lives affected by Hurricane Katrina. Now, the Gulf Coast has experienced another powerful storm, Hurricane Rita, and we're expanding our efforts. Samaritan's Purse is committed to the victims of both hurricanes. The need for your help is urgent. Call or go online today.
Donate online at SamaritansPurse.org or call 1-800-567-8183. That's 1-800-567-8183.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can I listen? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can I listen? Use our power. Please do not beg hope for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can I
listen? But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal
dignity. So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome to the morning wake-up call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get up. Get to me. We had several people. I thought we had a really good show yesterday. Lots of wonderful information. One of the folks that we had on yesterday was an attorney talking about going to the Supreme Court to challenge a disenfranchisement law on the book, keeping 600,000 Floridians who had felony records from ever being able to vote again. And maybe we just need to refer to Florida as the place that it is. An incubator of evil. It just seems like everything that is bad legislatively gets its start in Florida. They have a three-quarters majority in the legislature. So there's a lot of potential for some really bad stuff. Check this out. And it's like sometimes I feel that this is an Orwellian nightmare. No, this is Orwell on acid. Florida. Police are planning an in-your-face show of force in public places, saying that the random high-profile security operations will keep tourists guessing about what officers might be next. Deputy Chief Frank Fernandez announced the program on Monday, saying, for an example, officers might surround a bank, check the IDs of everyone going in and out, and hand out leaflets about terror threats. Jesus Christ. Do you hear what I'm saying? Tell me what part of this... We didn't lose that much on 9/11, did we? Did we lose so much on 9/11 that we are all willing to, or that we should be willing to lay down and just take whatever the police want to do to you? What part of that is America? We're going to surround a bank and demand everybody's ID. Kiss my grits. You can't have my ID. Just because you want it. And, excuse me, the track record of you all in finding terrorists ain't so good. Ain't so good. And I was listening to Condoleezza Rice. And I'm telling you, we're in a nightmare place. Condoleezza Rice is saying, we can preemptively strike the terrorists. We arrest them before, she said, if we wait till somebody commits a crime, that's too late. We have to arrest them before they commit a crime. Huh? What part of that is a democracy? I mean, I get all of that. I get the Stalinistness of that. She is the so-called Russian expert. I get that, you know, what would Stalin do? Stalin would do just that. What would a fascist do? You got that. We arrest people before they commit a crime, in order to stop them from committing a crime. Baby, you ain't Sister Cleo, and neither is Sister Cleo. You cannot predict. And I thought the bedrock of our democracy is that in order to be charged, you have to be accused of committing a crime, not the anticipation of committing a crime. In Florida, people are going to definitely notice what the police do. We want that shock. We want that awe. Huh? You know, y'all are tripping. Y'all are tripping. So, and here's the thing, y'all. Here's the thing. What did I say? What did I say? if they're doing it to the folks over there in Iraq, didn't I say? Didn't y'all say? If they're doing it over there, know this, that they're coming over here to do it to us. You can't hold your belly in when you like to commit crimes. You can't stop yourself. They want, shock and awe me. I don't need to be, shock and awe me? What you got to shock and awe me about? All I have to do is watch the tape of Amadou Diallo and I'll see the shock and awe there. I sure don't need you to be in my face. This is boys and toys. They like this. They like running around the street in their combat fatigue with their mask over their face so that you can't see them and pushing up on people. The chief of police said, we want to shock and awe you. Who the... Are we the enemy now? Apparently so. The operations will keep terrorists off guard. He said, Al-Qaeda and other terrorist group plots attacks are by putting places under surveillance and watching out for flaws and patterns in security. Huh? Under the program, both uniformed and plainclothes police will ride buses and trains. One particular idiot, Tony Gonzalez, 34 years old, said he wasn't worried about any potential violation of civil liberties. And his name is Gonzalez. He was a fool. He was a fool. When you enter a stadium of full capacity, you don't know who's going through the turnstiles. Everything that helps our security, I'm for it. You're a fool, and he's an attorney. Do not take your business to Tony Gonzalez. Because as a lawyer, he doesn't see the potential for threat. Oh, this is definitely a D student. And your last name is Gonzalez, and you don't get it? You a fool. You a fool. And they're counting on lots of fools like you. We want to shock and awe you, said the police, talking to us. Asked Amadou Diallo's mama and daddy how that shock and awe thing worked out for them and their baby. I think we've been shocked. I think we've been shocked. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Liz Brown.
Brother Al, good morning.
You know, you had predicted, and I had said it also, they're going to bring the war here.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time to fight the battle.
Mm-hmm.
You played a song, it's Revolution in the Air.
Mm-hmm.
You asked the question when you was talking about it, are we going to lay down?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can only die one time, Liz.
Mm. You know what?
You might not
say
win
it again.
The war.
Say it again. You can only die one time.
You That's can right. die one time.
That's right.
And if they bring the war here, it's the battle that's in front of you that you got to fight. And I heard something yesterday, Liz, that frightened me. And I have talked to some of my friends. If they were to indicate and do what they advocate doing in the United States, would they go to war against the enemy here? I get a resounding no because they tell me what they can't do. You know, it's time to suit up and armor up and get ready because we're going to have to fight a battle in the United States, Mr. Isbrown.
The police in Florida are saying that they want to shock and awe the citizens. They want to get in the face of the citizens. They want to be able to surround a bank and then demand IDs from everybody going in and out of the bank.
Well, we might as well be over there in Russia or in Iraq if we got to go through that here in the United States. That's what I mean. It's time to fight back, Liz. That down in Florida is going to reverberate throughout this country. All they need is one example. example that they can get away with, and we become a police state. Well, I'm not ready to become a citizen in a police state, Liz. So I'm ready to do whatever is necessary to do. I might not win the war, but I'm going to put up a darn good fight in the battle. You have a nice day, sister.
Shock and awe, they say. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Stay with me.
Morning, St. Louis, 31 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by American Express. Eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit. The exit is blocked as the exit ramp is closed due to maintenance operations. You can use 11th Street to get around. Northbound 55 between 141 and Carondelet. No problems reported. Eastbound 44 from Bowles 270 looks good. Eastbound 40 from Boone Bridge all the way into Timberlake Manor. Nothing to report there. Eastbound 70 from Mid Rivers Mall to the Blanchett Bridge. Everything is rolling steady. Northbound 270 between Tesla and Ferry and 44. Nothing to report. Westbound 255 from Telegraph 55 looks good. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry into New Florissant Road. Everything is on the move. Eastbound 40 between 270 and Hanley. Nothing to report there. Westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge is starting to slow down there. Westbound 64 to 5570 merge looks good. Northbound Illinois Route 3 before the Poplar Street Bridge. Nothing's going on there. And westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank to Laclede's Landing, it looks good. Highway O at Highway N in Franklin County, there's a report of a rock slide on the roadway. Expect some lane restrictions going on there. Lilac at 270, there's an accident on the shoulder of the ramp to westbound 270. Bermuda north of 70, the road widening's underway. They've got restrictions there as well as northbound Keeneland at Natural Bridge, they're widening that to four lanes, so you'll want to be aware of any restrictions that are going on in that area. That's a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by American Express. Wish you could get that Range Rover for $5,000? American Express card members can get incredible prices on this season's most sought-after items at MyLifeMyCard.com. Terms and conditions do apply. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. For today, partly cloudy, high around 40. This evening, rain likely early in the evening, then changing to snow possibly throughout the night. Accumulation is expected to be around 1 inch. The low should be in the upper 20s. For Thursday, partly cloudy skies, a high in the mid-30s. Thursday evening, colder, partly cloudy with a low around 15. Then on Friday, look forward to partly cloudy skies, high in the mid-30s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 26 degrees under clear skies. Lambert Field is reporting 28 under clear skies as well, but the wind chill makes it feel like it's 22. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
You're listening to Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU Radio, 920 on your AM dial and at WGNU.net.
Hello, St. Louis. It's Kevin.
And Sue McCarthy, inviting you to join us for the Travel Planner Show every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4.
We'll talk travel, share our experiences, tell you about some great deals and steals, and give you some travel tips like this.
We always cross-pack at least one change of clothes in each other's bag, just in case a bag gets lost.
Plus, it sure does give the security guys a good laugh when they see those little panties in my bag.
So tell a friend. It's the Travel Planner Show from 2 to 4 every Saturday afternoon
on Radio Free St. Louis, 920 WGNU.
Scientists and doctors are agreeing more and more that diet can determine whether a person lives a long, healthy life or a life full of unnecessary disease and even death.
I have diabetes, and after gradually changing my diet and getting more exercise, I've noticed my sugar level has become stable and my feet don't swell as much.
My blood pressure has been high for 3 years. Once I stopped eating salt and slowed down on eating oily foods, my blood pressure has gotten back to normal.
It seems like I gained weight just by looking at food. But now that I have the knowledge and most importantly the discipline to make conscious healthy choices, my whole life has changed.
Obesity, diabetes, and heart disease cause millions of deaths each year. Every 45 seconds, someone in America suffers from a stroke. Join the battle against these controllable and preventable diseases. Listen to Healthy Alternatives.
Create a healthy future today.
We serve 12 different kinds of salsa here.
This chef is dishing out the most adventurous Mexican cuisine in town. But marketing her restaurant on the web, it's all Greek to her. So she asked Network Solutions how to serve up more customers using online marketing. Now, her restaurant is hotter than jalapenos.
My salsa verde is a little...
spicy. To heat things up for your business, visit NetworkSolutions.com today and go farther.
Hi, friends. Heloise here. If you want to be an active, adventurous woman well into your later years, take a hint from Pat. At 71, she's walking and hiking the world for the first time. Now that takes strong bones. So Pat takes CitraCal Calcium to stand strong. CitraCal is proven to help prevent osteoporosis. CitraCal is a great hint for women who want to be a CitraCal gal like me. Be sure to visit StandStrong.com to read about other strong women like Pat or to share your own story. CitraCal Calcium. Stand strong.
Congratulations to Liz Brown, winner of two 2005 Excellence in Communications Awards from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. Best Talk Show for Danny Glover Talks Politics on the Morning Wake Up Call. And with Joe Garcia, Best Spot News for the Global News Update Series. When we call it the award-winning wake-up call, we're not kidding. From everyone at Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, congratulations to Liz Brown on an outstanding job.
Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Tell you why I love him.
Cause he is the truth, the city is so real, and I love the way that he makes me feel. And if I am a reflection of him, then I must be fly, because his light shines so bright, I wouldn't lie. Oh. I remember the very first day that I saw him.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African, 11 and 454-0400 is my phone number, 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up, you need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number, 454-6609 is the fax. Get up, get to me. We have much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I was just wondering, did you know that you can be heard on the police scanner if you're in the city? Not only you, but WGNU.
What are you talking about?
Are you familiar with police scanner? It's a radio light.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pick up police calls. You can pick up a lot of stuff. They're illegal to have.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was in the city, I could pick you WGNU.
All right.
I just want to let you know if you knew.
All right.
Okay,
there. Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning, Liz. What you were talking about reminds me of a movie that Tom Cruise played in about the anticipating people's behavior and arresting them before they commit the crime.
Minority Report?
I guess so, yeah. Mm-hmm. Isn't that similar to what?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It just came to mind.
And how'd that work out in the movie?
I don't know. It just vaguely comes to mind.
It didn't work out.
It didn't work out,
mm-hmm.
right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, have a good day.
All right. Thank you. 454-0400 is the phone number. 1-877-920-WGNU is the long distance. And 454-6609 is the fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. Let me turn my radio down. But I was just thinking about this show this morning. And he's off now. This is what I was wanting to say. Want to check our ID? Oh, no. They want to see what business you have. And we don't know. Some of them might have some good memories, and they'll be that ID theft. That's a good way to do it with the police. And the other thing, have you noticed that all these cop and crime shows that we have on television all the time? Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
And all the foolishness that goes with that. And you notice that the cops always are padded. They are all padded down. And it takes 10 of them to go looking for one person and can up the place. And the other thing that is, I still maintain that we should keep our children in school and keep them in the libraries. We don't need to go with everything that glitters is not gold. Everything that needs to be advertised on television isn't worth having. And most of the advertisements have them. It's all about them. And the other thing is some of the foolish shows they have, The Fear Factor, and all of that foolishness.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You got my drift.
All right.
All right. You have a wonderful day.
You too. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Hey, yes. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
How you doing,
Connie? Outstanding.
All right, good. Just like to congratulate you and your staff on a fine job winning yet another award, Liz.
Thank you.
I'll definitely be in tune to you.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? You know, like I say, you know, I travel a lot extensively, Liz, and everywhere I go, they know about your show, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's good that you're spreading the truth, not only in the community, but, you know, from abroad, you know, and I'd just like to congratulate you. You know, I hold roster resolutions. So, you know, the one host to another. You know, a lot of people I bring on the air, they definitely know about your show.
All right now, Carlos.
You know, so they definitely listen to the goddess Liz Brown, so keep up the good work.
All right, and Joe Garcia won an award, too, so.
Yeah, that's what I say, and Joe, you know, for all the, you know, stuff Joe do, you know.
That's right. That's right.
You know, you guys have a good morning staff, you know, that's peace and love, that, you know.
All right, Carlos, thank you so much.
Okay, you're quite welcome.
454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
A Korean veteran. Good morning.
Oh, it's lovely to talk to you. Ms. Brown, you know, you always ask a lot of mornings, are you scared yet? Well, you're really scaring me, and I'm really scared this morning because that's something. I tell you, I wouldn't capitulate and give nobody my idea or nothing like that. But I would like to say is that, when the people hit the trade buildings on 9/11, I think they really almost just about defeated this country in a way of speaking. Because, if you notice the last year, the reports of the people stopped, and I guess they figured that the criminal was mostly Afro-American. You know, this state didn't even make a report. You know that, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even turn in a report. So I would just say this here. I'm willing to fight. I'm not going to accept anything.
All right, now. Thank you so much. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, Liz. The boys down in Florida can be millionaires by the end of the day, they will know which stock is going up the most today, and they can make a fortune since they can see the future. But Liz, I just want to say the president's going to be out talking and, you know, trying to whip these foolish Americans that don't believe in him or his policies in Iraq anymore, and he's going to let them know the truth and tell them he's the president and I can do anything I want to when I want to do it, even though the masses are turning against this mess. Really, Liz, he'll be saying this, 2 and 2 is 5, and it will be till January 20, 2009. Thank you very much, Liz.
We're going to take a break, folks. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much good stuff coming at you. You don't want to miss it. Stay with me.
Come away with me, and I will write you a song. Come away with me on a bus. Come away where they can't tempt us with their lies. And I want to walk with you on a cloudy day.
AM 920, WGNU is the home of Radio Free St. Louis. If you're outside the metropolitan area, pick us up at WGNU.net.
The Pearl, beautiful, lustrous, developed through years of hard work, patience, and the occasional grain of sand. The 30th annual Chuck Mormon Charity Christmas Party is a true pearl. Sunday, December 18th from 3 to 7 p.m. at Orlando Gardens, 8352 Watson Road in Webster Groves. Seating is limited to 500 persons. Party and dinner tickets are $10 in advance. This includes a family-style buffet, a DJ with music from Complete Music Company, and entertainment from the Sweet and Sassy Dancers and the Jerry Stretz Professional Dancers. It also includes drawings for gift box door prizes, including, appropriately, a 30th anniversary set of pearls. Donation only tickets are just $5. Don't wait. Get your tickets from B Parks at AARP, Martha West at Gateway Hubert Wheeler School, Rita Caffey at Contemporary Living Options, or Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. The 30th annual Chuck Norman Charity Christmas Party, Sunday, December 18th at Orlando Gardens, 8352 Watson Road in Webster Groves. Like all true pearls, something to be treasured, something not to be missed.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, Black-owned and Black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top 6 appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Baghdad. Recently released documents indicate the Iraqi police force has been heavily infiltrated by Shiite Muslim militia members and are carrying out executions under the cloak of law and order. Thousands of Shiites were killed during decades of abuse by Sunnis under the regime of Saddam Hussein. In recent months, hundreds of dead bodies have been found all over the country. It was thought that they had been killed by Sunni insurgents, but now there's growing evidence that they may have been the work of Shiite militias and the police force, who are now trying to even old scores. Dozens of bodies are being found nearly the same time each week, many of which are bound by police handcuffs. Iraq's Interior Ministry has already acknowledged that there is likelihood that such death squads are in operation. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
Today's solutions can be found when you join Dave Lenihan online at WGNU.net.
Is your church, school, or nonprofit organization holding an upcoming event, or does it have an ongoing program? We can help you get the word out free of charge here at WGNU. Just send a flyer or written information to WGNU Radio, Public Service Department, 265 Union Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri, 63108. We ask 2-week lead time for any upcoming event. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject any submission due to content and time considerations.
All of us at Radio Free St. Louis congratulate Joe Garcia, who produces the Wake Up Call Global News Update, winner of the 2005 award for Best Spot News from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. Joe's talent and hard work have contributed to our programming for many years and helps to make our morning program the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Once again, congratulations to Joe Garcia from everyone at Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Daddy was a soldier. He taught me about freedom. Peace and all the great things that we take advantage of. Once I fed the upon their faces as I treated them with respect. This is my Vietnam. I'm at war. Life keeps on dropping bombs and I keep score.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz Brown.
Yes.
Yes, I'd like to know if what do you think of the Million Man, Million More movement? And also, what do you think, do you know whether the local organizing committees are still meeting?
Okay, and I'll answer both of those questions. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
I think that the Millions More movement was a needed thing. The key from my perspective of it is the organizational component. You bring people together with a plan, a political plan, a social plan, an economic plan, but a plan. And then you come back and you execute on that plan. It's my understanding that the local organizing committees are still in place, are still working on projects. But I believe that we really need to update that, because part of the organizational strategy should be to let people know what is going on insofar as the organizational piece is. So I will make that commitment to you all to keep you informed about that, because I think that that's an important component of the Millions More movement. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. And I just have to say, these are really, really scary times. We're going to be doing the St. Louis Public Schools Watch in the next hour, and I want you to feel locally how scary the times are and how reprehensible folks are. When we're talking about Darnetta Shamel or Jim Slay, folks that want to run for the school board, it's just fascinating to me that we have Darnetta Shamel running for the St. Louis Public School Board again when we have lost more points under her direction and her leadership, that we are now in the place of, if we were to be accredited, if there was an accreditation process tomorrow, the St. Louis Public Schools would lose their accreditation. under the leadership and guidance of Darnetta Shamel. And then Jim Buford, heretofore known as Jim Slay, black Republican, sat on the sidelines of the St. Louis Public Schools and watched them deteriorate and didn't negotiate a single thing. Jim Slay didn't negotiate a single thing to get that appointment from Slay. He is completely compromised in his position as the black Republican head of the Urban League to be on the school board. And we're going to talk about that in the next hour. But so there are local things that are that should be on your radar and on your agenda. And the national thing. Because if I swear to you, if Florida gets away, I mean, they say in their face that they want to shock and awe you. The police are planning an in-your-face show of force in public places, saying that the random high-profile security operations will keep terrorists guessing about where officers might be next. Kiss my grits. Y'all ain't that good. You've never been that good. People are definitely going to notice, said Deputy Police Chief. We want that shock. We want that awe. For example, officers might surround a bank, check the IDs of everyone going in and out, and hand out leaflets. Did they? Huh? Huh? What that got to do with me? Oh, that's right. They practice their skills in the deserts and on the backs of the men, women, and children of Iraq. And now they're bringing that mess back here. Now they're bringing that mess back here. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Oh, I hear someone ask about what's the local organized committee going on. Yes, it is. I'm part of it.
Okay.
The East St. Louis Local Organized Committee.
For the Millions More Movement.
Yes, ma'am. Our next meeting will be December the 8th, 6:30 p.m.
Where?
Mosque 28B. On State Street, that's 23rd and State.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
454-0400 is my phone number. There you go. That's how we roll here on the Wake Up Call. You ask a question, you get it. You get the specifics that you need. You don't want to miss the next hour of the Wake Up Call. It's the St. Louis Public Schools Watch, and I just have to say that. I was talking to a friend last night, and he was clowning on the phone about the leadership in the city of St. Louis, political leadership. You have the water carriers, the St. Louis American, propping up Jim Slay, Jim Buford, forever known as Jim Slay. I want to help, is what they're saying. No. You want to contribute to the demise. The legacy of that you leave behind will be one of shame. Will be one of shame. I'm excited, however, to see, and I have a surprise for you on the local tip. We're going to be doing a show. We're going to be doing a show examining some of the local things. Jeffrey Boyd got a Thanksgiving present from his constituents. Jeffrey Boyd, the alderman of the 22nd Ward, got a Thanksgiving present. Day before Thanksgiving, his community handed in enough signatures to call for a recall election. Ouch. Ho, 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 I think. Probably not. Jeffrey Boyd, the guy that didn't support Irene J. Smith. That is a walking hand in hand with Francis Slay. Got a special Thanksgiving present. Signatures have been submitted and will be certified to determine whether or not there will be a recall election for Jeffrey Boyd. Bring it on. Bring it on. It's wonderful to see folks stand up and say, you know what, you don't do our community right, you gone. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Bring it on. Bring it on. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We'll be back with Peter Downs and the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. Much, much, much more to talk about. We're going to be talking about Darnetta Shamel and Jim Slay. And we have some Lim, I got fired from Colorado Spampinato information for you. I got fired from Colorado. Where am I running to now? Where am I running to now? You'll find out. You'll find out. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember? I will never say that progress is being made.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Joan Bennett. President Bush takes the offensive on Iraq, restating the mission in a just-released document called Our National Strategy for Victory in Iraq. And Mr. Bush will speak this morning at the U.S. Naval Academy. ABC's Ann Compton.
The president's Iraq strategy document does not guarantee that U.S. forces will draw down over the next year. But it does say while the U.S. military presence may become less visible, it will remain lethal and decisive.
A group calling itself the Swords of Righteousness Brigade says in a video shown on Al Jazeera that the four men it's holding were spies working under the guise of Christian peace activists. ABC's Stephanie Tsai in Baghdad.
The video shows the four hostages, two Canadians, one Briton, and an American. The American's name is Tom Fox. He's 54 years old. He's from the Washington, D.C. area.
The four disappeared Saturday from Baghdad. First major abortion case in 5 years goes before the Supreme Court this morning. At issue, New Hampshire's parental notification law, which Karen Pearl of Planned Parenthood says makes no exception for the health of the pregnant girl.
When you take away women's health, or you put in a new standard where women have to be harmed before an unconstitutional law is found to be unconstitutional, we are putting women in great jeopardy in this country.
New Hampshire lawmaker Fran Wendelboe.
Putting in a health exception would be overly broad, and that in, by doing so, it would make the entire law useless because every single case could be argued that there's a health risk.
Next execution carried out in the U.S. will be the 1,000th since capital punishment resumed in 1976. Won't be Robin Lovett, who was scheduled to die today in Virginia. Governor Mark Warner commuted his sentence. The next execution is now scheduled for Friday in North Carolina. This is ABC News.
Walmart and Sam's Club have teamed up with Humana to provide you with all the information you need about the new Medicare prescription drug benefit. Enroll today. Enrollment is available now through May 15, 2006. Log on to walmart.com/Medicare or talk with your Walmart pharmacist or Humana sales representative. Medicare-approved HMO, PPO, and PFFS plans available to anyone enrolled in Part B and entitled to Part A of Medicare through age or disability. Copayment, service area, and benefit limitations may apply.
I'm Bill Ford. At Ford Motor Company, innovation has driven everything we've done, starting with the Model T and the assembly line. Today, we're recommitting ourselves to American innovation by building hybrid vehicles reaching 250,000 each year by the end of this decade and 250,000 ethanol-capable vehicles next year to reduce our dependence on foreign oil. Innovation will be the compass that guides this company going forward. At Ford, we're driving American innovation.
Today marks the official end of 2005 hurricane season, and it was one for the record books, says ABC's Jim Hickey.
There were so many tropical storms this year, their names blew right through the alphabet, beginning with Arlene.
Makes Arlene a strong tropical storm.
Emily remains an extremely dangerous category.
Tropical storm Franklin, which is the sixth tropical.
Wilma is potentially a very
dangerous. And when they ran out of names, the Hurricane Center turned to the Greek alphabet.
The new tropical storm Alpha is a record breaker.
The granddaddy, or perhaps grandmommy of them all, was Katrina.
She kicked our butt.
Thousands upon thousands of Gulf Coast residents lost lives and property. New Orleans was nearly wiped off the map. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
Some holiday cheer being spread to hurricane victims in New Orleans. A company in Oregon has donated about 500 Christmas trees, which were given away yesterday to families who lined up along Canal Street. I'm Joan Bennett, ABC News.
Time for a check of WGNU News. This report brought to you by the JCPenney one-day-only sale. I'm Peyton Colston reporting. In the news, families of children who qualify for Missouri's Children's Health Insurance Program no longer have a six-month waiting period if they fail to pay the premiums. Today would have been the deadline, but the Missouri Department of Social Services has waived that requirement. Deborah Scott, the Associate Director for the Missouri Department of Social Services, explains.
The good news is that as soon as a family member makes their premium payment for their children who are in the CHIPS program, that their coverage can be reinstated at any time. It's great news for families. There'll be no waiting period.
For a family of four making about $30,000 a year, the premium is $12 a month per child for full health insurance coverage. As of November 23rd, only 8,500 families of qualified children in the state have failed to enroll. In other news, a robbery suspect run down by a friend of the victim remains hospitalized, and he's also facing formal charges. 31-year-old Antoine Hill is charged with first-degree robbery, armed criminal action, and unlawful use of a weapon. Hill allegedly robbed an off-duty firefighter at gunpoint early yesterday morning in the 4600 block of Moffitt. The victim's friend then ran Hill down and pinned him between his vehicle and a house. Hill is listed in critical condition, but stable. Former St. Louis Blues hockey player Mike Danton wants a new sentencing. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Danton has filed suit asking to be set free from prison until he's given a new sentence. The suit alleges an unfair delay in transferring Danton to a prison in his native Canada. Danton was sentenced to 7.5 years in prison last year after pleading guilty to trying to arrange the murder of his agent, David Frost. There's no word on a court date in the lawsuit. And finally, the St. Louis Democratic Central Committee is taking an ousted city alderman to court over his campaign to regain his seat. Tom Bauer was recalled as the 24th Ward Alderman in September and is running in the Ward's special election as a nonpartisan candidate. The lawsuit claims that Bauer has been illegally calling himself an independent Democrat and using the Democratic donkey symbol in his campaign literature. Bill Waterhouse is the Democratic candidate in the upcoming special election. And that's a check of WGNU News, brought to you by the JCPenney one-day-only sale. It's the JCPenney Wednesday one-day-only sale. Save 50% on some of the best gifts, like 50% off the entire stock of sweaters. This Wednesday only. It's all inside JCPenney. I'm Peyton Colston with WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by American Express. Northbound 270 between 55 and Big Bend. Stop and go due to an earlier accident. It's on the right shoulder at Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 70 at Bercher. There's a multi-vehicle accident. Only the right lane is getting through this hour. Traffic jams approaching Lucas and Hunt. Northbound 55 between Green Park and Arsenal, no problems reported. Eastbound 44 to Mraz, overpass all the way to 270, very slow volume going on there. Eastbound 40 at Mason, look for slow traffic there as well. Eastbound 70 between Cave Springs and the Blanchette Bridge looks good. Westbound 270 at West Florissant, expect very heavy volume in your 7 a.m. commute. Eastbound 40 between Spady and Hanley, look for slow traffic in pockets. Eastbound 70 at T.R. Hughes and 79, slow traffic there as well. Westbound 40 between Cleed Station and Hanley Road, look for heavy volume going on there. Westbound 5570 from 64 onto the PSB, it is stop and go. Westbound 64 at the 5570 merge, look for slow traffic there as well. Northbound Illinois Route 3 from 8th Street onto the approaches of the Poplar Street Bridge, you can expect slow traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic between the Illinois Bank and Cleed's Landing, look for heavy volume going on there. Westbound 70 at 94, there's road construction, the left lane is closed, and that is a look at this hour. hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by American Express. Wish you could get that Range Rover for only $5,000? American Express card members can get incredible prices on this season's most sought-after items at MyLifeMyCar.com. Terms and conditions apply. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Friday. Partly cloudy skies today, high around 40 this evening. Rain likely until early in the evening. Then snow is likely throughout the evening. The snow accumulation is only expected to reach around 1 inch. The low should be in the upper 20s. Moving on to Thursday, partly cloudy skies with a high in the mid-30s. Thursday evening, colder, partly cloudy with a low around 15. And then on Friday, partly cloudy skies. The high is expected to be in the mid-30s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 27 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 29. The wind chill makes it feel like it's 24 outside. Stay tuned now. It's time for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's St. Louis Schools Watch with Peter Downs. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air from the brothers of Manchester. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air from the brothers of Manchester.
Time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress has been made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
All men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
This is St. Louis Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly in-depth look at developments affecting the education of our children.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. I'm Liz Brown, and of course, I'm here with Peter Downs. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How was your holiday?
Oh, it was pretty good.
Very good. Lord, we have a lot of stuff to talk about this morning, don't we?
So you go away and everything snaps loose?
Everything snaps loose, my goodness gracious. Darnetta Shamel, Jim Slay. We have two people running for the St. Louis Public Schools board once again. Talk to us about how that came down.
Well, right before Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. we had They decided to put Vince in the closet,
uh-huh.
I think. Vince Shamel, they said he's kind of like the crazy uncle you hide at family gatherings. They said, keep him out of sight. Maybe he'll be out of mind then.
Mm-hmm.
And so they substituted Jim Buford to play Vince Shamel mm-hmm. in the upcoming election.
Mm-hmm.
And
then they attached Jim. I like to call Jim Buford Jim Slay. Jim Slay, because he is lockstep with Francis Slay. They attached him to Darnetta Klingstad, who is Darnetta, and her reputation and her record is one of anything that Vince says, she says, all right, baby. So Darnetta Shamel. So we have Darnetta right. Shamel and Jim Slay running together as a slate. Is that
yes.
correct?
Yes. And I one of the things that I think the putting Jim Slay in there is mm-hmm. Really illustrates how much Francis Slay and Republican Governor Matt Blunt have the exact same agenda for public education.
And I think it's important to underscore so that people really understand who Jim Slay is, Jim Buford, Jim Slay. He's a black Republican.
Yes.
And the evidence of that is his relationship with Matt Blunt. What did
yes,
Matt Blunt do?
Just on August 28th, mm-hmm. Matt Blunt appointed Jim to be a Republican representative on the Board of Governors of Missouri State University, which is the new name for Southwest Missouri University. And that's a 6-year term. They got appointed a certain number of Republicans, a certain number of Democrats. So
Jim was
appointed as Republican representative on that school board.
And we need to back up and understand, too, a couple of other things, because my mother and father, and I'm sure your mother and father told you this as well, that you are judged by the company that you keep.
Yes.
And Matt Blunt has the same hatchet job mentality for education as he does for Medicare.
Yes.
So talk to us about Matt Blunt's agenda for education, public school education.
Okay, well, let's start going back a year. Mm-hmm. New foundation formula. That's the formula the state uses for its basic education aid. And last year, the Republicans, Matt Blunt, and the Republicans in the legislature said, well, we're never going to fully fund the formula that's there, so we'll come up with a new formula, which will be less, that we'll fund.
And then we can argue politically that we funded the school.
That's right.
You know, so we look good politically, but we've done what we wanted to do, and that's help gut at public education.
Yes, yes. Now, it turned out they promised school districts at the time, they said, oh, no one will lose any money from mm-hmm. what you're getting now,
mm-hmm.
you know, at the level, the partial level we're funding. But there have been a few surprises come out over the last year that shows that was a lie.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing that had David Welch, the director of Gifted Education, came to town, I guess about 2 weeks ago, met with representatives from school districts from across the area to say there's no more, next year there'll be no more funding for gifted education. There'll be no more funding for English as a second language. These are funds that were on top of the foundation formula. Now they're being lopped off. None of it. You know, St. Louis has thousands of kids for whom who are refugees from other countries, mm-hmm. where they don't come to this country speaking English. So they have to be taught English. And now the state's not going to subsidize that anymore. There was an estimate in the new foundation form. When they said you won't lose any money, they made an estimate based on how much sales tax money each district would get. It's called Prop C money. St. Louis schools get it. Turned out their estimate was wildly exaggerated. But they're following that up. So they're saying, oh, well, we're assuming you're getting X millions in sales tax money, and so we deduct that from state money you get.
So they guesstimated at an inflated rate of what a city was going to get in sales tax, and then they made it into a fact by deducting it from their funds.
Yes, yes.
Now, no city has gotten that sales tax.
That's right. So cities, you know, districts across the state are losing money because they aren't getting the sales tax money that Matt Blunt and his cronies in the legislature said they would get.
But
they're still deducting that from the state funds.
It's still responsible for that.
That's right. Yeah.
And if we can just take just a minute or two here, Peter, what does it say about a state and its commitment to education if it would be willing to lop off the money that goes to get rid of the money that goes to the gifted program. What impact does that have on a state, both statewide, citywide, and nationwide? What does that say?
Well, first thing it says is that all their talk about academic achievement is just talk, right? Because it really means that they want to be mediocre.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it means.
Or below mediocre.
Or below mediocre. Mm-hmm. They're saying, let's aim for the middle. All this talk about excellence is just that, because they don't want to, for the kids who are more advanced at their age level, they don't want to push them to excel.
And what was the state doing for those children?
The state was paying 70% of the cost of gifted education.
What are the benefits of paying for 70% of the cost of a gifted student program? What are the benefits to a state, to a city, to a community?
Well, to the city and community, I mean, it's the school board now, and school boards across the state will look at, are they going to pay the extra for gifted programs?
Because they were paying the 70% of the salaries of the teachers.
That's right.
That taught gifted programs.
That's right. And you get there is evidence, there's research been done that says that gifted programs actually do help gifted kids, and they help them perform better, help them achieve higher grades, move quicker, go on to college, all the things that businesses really look at in deciding where they want to invest.
And let's look at it also in a school setting. Doesn't it give children something to aspire to? I believe philosophically that all our babies are gifted. But the fact of the matter, but not the fact of the matter, but an option, when you have a gifted program, that gives kids something to aspire to, doesn't it? It gives parents something to aspire to. It also brings in a sense of pride in the community that we have these types of programs for our children.
Yes, very much. And the communities that have that do boast about their gifted programs and how well they do on state assessments.
But doesn't it?
And certainly St. Louis has done that.
And doesn't it also feed into the theory that you and I have batted around here, that the agenda for Matt Blunt, the agenda for Francis Slay, the agenda for Jim Buford, Jim Slay, is to totally trash public education so much that the only way that a parent can have access to a gifted program is if they support a voucher system that gets them out of public schools and into another place for their children? Because right now there are a lot of good public schools out there. There's no need for a parent to have to pay for private school because they have a beautiful, wonderful public school system. But if you trash it all, what are parents going to do that want their children to have options?
Yeah, I agree with that. And that's, you know, moving to today and the future, mm-hmm. in terms of what the governor is pushing. Governor Blunt and Mayor Slay and Schemel and Buford were all on a stage together this summer calling for vouchers.
And
for
I want to be clear, because the head of the Urban League, Jim Buford, Jim Slay, will be coming to the community of African descent, because they're trying to tie this as a black thing. Darnetta Klingstell and Jim Buford, Darnetta Schemel, Jim Slay. They will be coming to black folks and saying, look, we care about black kids. We care about the education of black kids. There was it made me just want to go Linda Blair, reading the headline in the St. Louis American of Jim Buford saying, I'm here because I care about the kids. I want to help. He's standing on a stage. Jim Buford is standing on a stage with Matt Blunt, the slayer of blind people and people with that need colostomy bags, people that need wheelchairs. He's standing next to him. This black Republican is standing next to Matt Blunt saying, I support vouchers. And if that doesn't tell folks what's coming down the pike, you're judged by, you are assessed by the company that you keep and the actions that you engage in. Jim Buford was standing on a stage supporting vouchers. And why shouldn't he? Because he's a black Republican.
Yes, yes, he's supporting vouchers. And I think, you know, his appointment to a state education board by Blunt,
mm-hmm.
You know, Blunt, just Slay doesn't pick people he disagrees with, and Blunt doesn't either.
Mm-hmm.
And Blunt's big education initiative now is on vouchers on the one hand,
mm-hmm.
and what he's calling the 65% rule on the other, which would have school districts cut money for free and reduced lunches, cut money for social workers, cut money for counselors, cut money for all of the support services that schools and urban districts are giving to help kids concentrate and achieve in school.
And the other piece of this is that another thing to add to this, Frances Slay needed a black face to put on that, to run on the school board again. I'm sure they did the polling. They made phone calls all throughout the community. Nobody wanted Vince Shamo back. They wanted a black person. So he searched high and low. Who can I get? Certainly can't get Earl Nance, little Earl. Can't get him. Can't get one of these fake preachers to run on the board. Let me go to a place of some place where I know that I own this black man. You go to the Urban League and you go to Jim Buford, Jim Slay. And because Frances Slay needed Jim, Jim was in a bargaining position. Jim could have asked for a number of conditions before he accepted this position. He could have asked for the condition of what you talked about with Darlene Green.
That's right, the limit on the tax increment finance.
That's right.
So there's still tax money that goes to the schools.
And he could have made that a condition of his acceptance to that. He could have done all kinds of things to make a he could have gone outside of the school board and said, you know what, I don't like what's going on with the police board. I don't like the fact that we have an all-white class coming out of this. I want changes in that before I accept this. He was in the perfect bargaining position, and all he did was say, I'm just happy to be part of this. Thank you, Mr. Slay. Thank you for thinking of this black Republican to help continue to screw up the St. Louis public schools. That's all he did.
Yeah, there's no indication he made any demands whatsoever. That's right. And I want to add to that, though. I mean, he went to a place where he knew, Slay went to a place where he knew he could find people, that people support him. And he owns them. And that's the Black Leadership Roundtable.
The Black Leadership Roundtable.
And that, as you call the Black Leadership Roundtable, now has a majority of the Board of Education. There are four members of the BLR on the Board of Education now. They're Darnetta Klingscale, Ron Jackson, Jim Slay, and Flint Fowler.
And what does that say? We've had the LAC Leadership Roundtable, and don't forget Donald Suggs, who's also on the LAC Leadership Roundtable, who has the St. Louis American, who gives, and I predicted this, that it was going to be on the front page of the American, talking about a savior coming to town. On the front page of the American, you have Jim Slay saying, I want to help. Peter, you and I have been to I don't know how many school board meetings, and particularly back when Bill Roberti came into town.
Yes.
How often did Jim stand up to say anything at any of those meetings?
He stood up once. There were the meetings. Schools were being closed. A lot of community upset at school closings, at outsourcing, at cuts in the classroom. And Jim Buford got up, not to speak about any of those, though.
And not to speak about how wrong Roberti was, not to speak about all of these school closings in black neighborhoods, not to speak about the educational deficit that our children were going to experience as a result of decisions made by incompetents who've never been in a school district before. He wasn't mad about none of that.
He didn't even say we need public comment. We need time to discuss these. He didn't say any of that.
So what did this black Republican say?
His one concern was that in trying to find new money, that the school board would end his free lease to a building owned by the Board of Education.
Wow. That's all he had to say. That was the only
thing. That was the only thing he talked about.
And he got to his, didn't he?
Yes.
He got to keep that
building.
And he shut up and sat down and stayed on the sidelines until now. And I just want people to understand that Jim Buford, Jim Slay, is a black Republican. He supports George W. Bush. He supports Dick Cheney. He supports the Republican Party. What on earth would this community, this city of St. Louis, have coming for them with somebody like that on the St. Louis Public School Board? What do we have coming?
Less money for public education? Vouchers? Go take care of it yourself is a parent's responsibility attitude.
And the whole Kanye West thing of George Bush doesn't care about black folks. Neither does Jim Buford. Neither does Jim Buford when you are standing up there next to Matt Blunt, when you are taking appointments as a Republican, being placed on committees by Matt Blunt as a Republican, not as a Democrat, as an independent, not as a black person, but as a Republican. You're standing up there advocating for a voucher program that destroys public education.
Yes.
Let me get to a caller here. Amanda.
Yes?
Yes. Comment, please.
What I was calling about is that Jim Buford, he has another thing against him. When he was being in the Urban League, he did not support people losing their homes. He did not support a lot of things as dealing with the eminent domain. And I think Jim Buford would be horrible to be on the school board coming up in the coming election.
It would be like having Francis Lay and Vince Shaman
right back there. Because he's not only, if he can cut, didn't help the Urban League through other programs that they had, eminent domains and other things, he's going to cut the daylights out of the Board of Education.
That's right.
And I think that he would be terrible. And as a person coming up for the election.
And here's the thing for you to do, Amanda. Here's the thing for all of us to do, because understand that the campaign began right before Thanksgiving. We have Craig, $300,000. I've never been a superintendent anyplace else in the whole world. Williams going out to communities and now advocating and campaigning for these two. Amanda, your job, my job, everybody's job is to start picking up the phone right now and calling people and saying, do not support this black Republican on the St. Louis School Board. Do not support the woman that is the mouthpiece for Vince Shamo. Both of these people, you have to vote no on.
Well, the day that man said that he was going to run, that's the day I start saying no.
That's right.
And I have told people every meeting I've gone to, doctor, whatever, he is not the person to put in.
And neither is she.
No.
And neither is she. And neither is she the person to return to the school board.
Well, they see that clearly.
Okay.
But this Buford, they think that he is a person that is the best thing on the side because he's got all these people out here under the Urban League that he's going to get in. He can't, people are going to have to understand just because he runs for the Urban League or in the Urban League, he's a good man, but he's not.
That's right.
He's
a black.
He didn't do anything for the Urban League, had not done anything for us out here, so he needs to. People need to understand that.
And say no.
And say no.
Amanda, thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
We're going to take a break, folks. This is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. And this is, of course, the Wednesday edition of the Wake Up Call, the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. I'm here with Peter Downs. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with much, much, much more. Stay with us.
Good morning. Who's there?
This is Don Trailbuzz calling you from LeClee School, Zachy Gray Room 209. Thank you, Miss Liz, for the gift from Africa that you gave to everyone. We are watching a movie. The movie is called Ruth. In the movie, the setting is in a village called Jufurate. And Ruth was voted by Alex Haley. Miss Liz, we had our Awards Day program, and I received an achievement trophy. Have a good summer. Dr. Trailbuzz from 209 for Dignity. Rise Supreme. Love you.
Love you. Thank you.
What a wonderful world.
Good morning, St. Louis. 32 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and weather. Hours traffic is sponsored by Comtrax. Eastbound 70 at Bercher, there's an accident that's been in the right lane is blocked. The through lanes are now open. Traffic jams all the way to Bermuda. Southbound 55 at 141 in Richardson Road, there's an accident. Two left lanes are blocked. There's a brief slowdown. Northbound 55 between Illinois 143, look for a car fire reported, so use caution as you roll up on that. Eastbound 44 between Chrysler and 270, expect slow traffic. Eastbound 40 from 141 all the way to Mason, look for slow traffic as well. Northbound 270 between 55 and Marshall, look for stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 270 at West Forest and heavy volume going on there. Eastbound 40 between Spady and Hanley, slow traffic in pockets. Eastbound 70 between T.R. Hughes and 79, slow traffic there. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley, look for slow traffic. Westbound 5570 from the exchange onto the PSB, stop and go. Westbound 64 from 10th to the 5570 split, look for slow traffic there. And northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the ramp to the Poplar Street Bridge, look for slow traffic. As well as westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Gravel Pit to Laclede's Landing, very heavy volume going on there. Natural Bridge Garrison, there's a car fire reported there as well. And westbound 70 at 94, there's road construction, the left lane is closed. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Comtrax. Comtrax day and night flu therapy relieves nasal congestion while reducing fever, the chills, and even body aches. Comtrax knocks out every kind of cold symptom. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Friday. For today, partly cloudy skies, high around 40 this evening, rain likely until early evening, then snow likely through the night. Snow accumulation is expected only to be around 1 inch. The lows, however, will be in the upper 20s. For Thursday, partly cloudy skies, a high in the mid-30s. Thursday evening, colder, partly cloudy with a low around 15. And then on Friday, partly cloudy skies, high in the mid-30s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU under mostly clear skies, we have 26 degrees. Lambert Field has 27, but the wind chill feels like 23. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's St. Louis Schools Watch with Peter Downs. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Young Rembrandts will teach students fun cartoon techniques at the Greensfelder Recreation Complex in Queenie Park at 550 Wideman Road in Baldwin. Children will learn about facial expressions, sounds, and motion with original cartoon characters and more. The class meets December 3rd through 17th from 10 to 11:30 a.m. Cost is $30 with all supplies furnished. To find out more, call Tanya at 636-391-0922. Cartoon news to you from Radio Free St. Louis.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Ever hear of the Restore?
Yeah, where is it?
3763 Forest Park Avenue, east of Annabenner, west of Spring.
What's in the Restore?
It's an eclectic mix of new and used building materials.
Like cabinets, stoves, hardware?
Absolutely. Everything from windows and doors to the kitchen sink, and then some.
And your purchases benefit Habitat for Humanity St. Louis, right?
Yes, they do.
I gotta check this out. When's the Restore open?
Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 4.
3763 Forest Park Avenue.
The Restore. Check it out.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-376-9913.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-376-9913. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-376-9913. That's 800-376-9913.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Good morning, Miss Liz. This is Kaylin Dixon. Call you from the Clee School, second grade room, 209. I'm calling you to thank you for coming to our school and spending time with our class. School is almost out. This summer, I'm going to spend the summer with my family. Thank you, Miss Liz, for the pretty African necklace you gave me. I just love it. Yesterday, I received an achievement trophy at our Awards Day program. Have a wonderful summer. This is Caitlin Dixon for Room 209.
Predictancy,
right?
Love you.
Love you.
You are listening to the St. Louis City Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly feature of the award-winning wake-up call.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Peter, welcome back. Peter, We've been talking about the decision of Francis Slay to appoint Jim Buford, Jim Slay, to fill out the rest of the term of Vince Schemel on the St. Louis Public School Board, and the ramification of that and the meaning of that. Did Francis Slay have the opportunity to appoint anybody?
Yes.
He could have appointed anybody that
he could have appointed anybody, yes.
One of the things also, I also want people to understand the gamesmanship that goes on, or the calculation that goes on with this. How do we know that Darnetta Klingsdale and Jim Buford, or Darnetta Schemel and Jim Slay, how they ended up first on the first and second on the ballot? How did that happen?
Well, as it turned out, the Monday before Thanksgiving was the first day in which people were allowed to wait in line to be on the ballot. Filing actually doesn't start for another 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
They were down there first thing in the morning.
Well, how did they know?
They sign up. They sign up to be. Well, I'm. You know, Slay has had in the past, he's had people supervising the election board. Mm-hmm. Robin Wabi, his person who supervised the school board,
mm-hmm.
Was his assigned person to supervise the election board a year ago, and so he had, you know, they had inside information.
Mm-hmm.
I had the different people I know calling, trying to get straight information. I got three different stories from the election board on when filing started.
When you would be able to go down and stand in line.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
You had three different stories.
Yes.
Except on the day when they already were in line.
Yes, yes. As though you can stand in line today. Standing line started today.
Uh-huh. So, I mean, this is a very calculated thing. And the scary part of it, I don't mind people strategizing. I think that people should be strategizing. But look at what it's brought us. Look at what it's wrought. A person that has had every opportunity as the head of an organization like the Urban League to come out front on this education issue. Wasn't there on the closing of the schools. Wasn't there on the privatization. Wasn't there on the loss of accreditation, and now he is there as a black Republican and as a black Republican appointee. These are people that really should have a heads up on this.
Yeah, and I just, you know, keep in mind, like I said, he wasn't there in loss of accreditation, mm-hmm. wasn't there in closing schools, wasn't there in larger classrooms, but he is there on vouchers.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's go to another. Wasn't there on the open court decision that was brought to the St. Louis Public Schools? Let's talk about that.
Chief salesperson for open court, mm-hmm. Has decided to pack her bags and go east.
Lynn Spampinato, fired from Colorado, is now leaving the city of St. Louis. Surely she must be getting a better gig to go east.
Well, I guess it depends what you call that. She's taking a pay cut, that's for sure.
She's taking how much of a pay
cut? She's taking an $11,000 a year pay cut.
Lynn Spampinato, the woman that got fired from Colorado, is taking an $11,000 pay cut to get the heck out of Dodge?
Yes, she is. She must figure it's a good time to get out.
So what are the ramifications of this? What has she left behind? Kind of like you go back to New Orleans and evaluate what Katrina has left behind in its wake, the damage of Katrina. What's the damage of Spampinato, Hurricane Spampinato?
I think we'll be figuring that up. Mm-hmm. For some time. I know the immediate reaction from both teachers and principals that I talked with and I heard from other people through emails and other things was joy,
mm-hmm.
that she is leaving. She is not really seen as someone who really understands education that well.
Well, neither does her boss.
She has, I'd say the biggest problem with open court that people have is that's a ceiling to what teachers can do. It's not a floor to support.
Well, let's back up just a little bit, because even if you are a supporter of open court, we have to assess the process by which open court was brought to the city of St. Louis.
Okay.
Let's back up and talk about how she brought open court to the city of St. Louis, and which is also an indicator of or evidence of how Darnetta Klingsdale, Darnetta Schemel, how Vince Schemel, how Francis Slay, how they view us
people that pay for the St. Louis, pay our taxes for the schools and put our kids in the public schools. Let's talk about it.
Certainly.
That.
And I think there are two parts of that process to construct one. One is how it was selected to begin with. Because open court is part of a regular textbook adoption process. Open court had been evaluated some 6 months before she came to St. Louis.
By who?
By a committee of teachers and administrators and parents. And they gave it a thumbs down. They looked at six different textbook series, and Open Court got the lowest marks of the six different series they looked at.
Okay.
Sven Panow comes to town, and she says, oh, well, you know, I don't care what they did. I want Open Court. And she went into the school board and asked them to set aside board policies and regulations that require input from staff and parents, to set those aside and just spend money to introduce Open Court into the schools in the middle of a term, not even at the start of a term.
And how much money did this cost us, Peter?
The first year was $4 million. I understand that the contract, as the contract runs, it'll total $11 million.
Jesus. So it was a program that was given a thumb down by teachers, by administrators, and by parents. They evaluated six. This was on the bottom. She inserted this in the middle of a school term at a cost of to the district of $11 million.
Yes.
And how is Open Court viewed nationwide?
Well, like anything, there isn't a unanimity of opinion. But I'd say, by and large, by teachers' groups and education researchers nationwide, Open Court is viewed as something that gives a kind of a quick boost on second and third grade tests, and then falls behind other reading programs. It's kind of like somebody told me. Open Court uses phonics a lot. Okay, and as one teacher who was telling me, he said, "Yes, you know, phonics does teach you to read, but wouldn't it be nice if the kids? Wouldn't it be great if the kids also then could understand what they were reading?"
And also, we have the history of the racism of some of the material that's used, and the sexism of some of the materialism of the materials that are used by Open Court. We have the book here, the book, The Monkey Hip.
Right. Right. The monkey hip that the parents widely criticized is a racist story for first graders in Open Court. There's been a lot of criticism of the content of Open Court, which I think that is the typical criticism of the things that Sven Panow has introduced. All this emphasis on kind of the form of reading, how to sound out words so that you pronounce the words as you read them.
And Sven Panow was brought here by who?
Sven Panow was brought here really at the orders of the Broad Foundation. She was brought here by the school board because the Broad Foundation
said. Donetta Klingscale.
Yes. Donetta Klingscale. Mm-hmm. Ron Jackson. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they paid her how much money?
She's getting her base salary is $171,000 a year.
She's obligated the district to $11 million to a program that is not. That was not wanted by any experts in the field. She doesn't have an expert. She doesn't have any expertise in the field of reading. She's never taught reading, has she?
Right.
She has no expertise.
Right.
She's not a reading
teacher herself.
And the teacher's training of this, they only got a few hours right before the books hit the classrooms?
That's right. They got a few hours. Well, first, it disrupted education in the middle of a term, disrupted reading in the middle of a term, because the books came in mid-November. And not all of them, not enough for all the classrooms, all the kids, so it was strung out over a month. They're told to pull out everything they were using and throw it away, put in Open Court, and go back to day one and pretend school was just starting. So forget everything they'd been teaching kids for 2 months.
And Darnetta Shamel stood still for this. They were comfortable with this. They had no problem with this.
That's right.
We have to take a break.
Okay.
We have to take a break. We'll be back. I'm talking to Peter Downs, St. Louis Public Schools Watch. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with us. We have much, much, much more to talk about.
Good morning, Miss Liz. This is Amir Mahoney calling you from LaCree School, second grade, from 409. Miss Liz, I had a good time with you. Miss Liz, our class is watching Roots, Cruiser Kid Tay knows his roots. His mother name is Dita, and his father name is Amaru. Kid Tay has dignity. Have a good summer. This is Amir Muhammad from Room 209, where dignity reigns supreme. Love you.
Love you.
What a wonderful world.
Take on the day and take on Dr. Laura Schlesinger on the internet at WGNU.net.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline, Washington. Porter Goss, the head of the CIA, says his agency knows plenty about Osama bin Laden and Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, but is not about to tell all the information it has on them. Goss gave a TV interview yesterday and tried to defend the track record of his spy agency. He said reports of secret prisons for harsh interrogation sessions do not even come close to being torture sessions. Goss did say that bin Laden and al-Zarqawi have not been found because they don't want to be found and have gone to great lengths to make sure they're not found. Goss says the hardest part of gathering intelligence about them is to penetrate the areas they're using as sanctuaries. But even though the CIA may not get it right every time, no other agency on Earth can even come close. And Dateline Berlin. An American tank commander has been found guilty of negligent homicide and a dereliction of duty in connection with the death of a GI in January of this year. 19-year-old Private Gunnar Becker of South Dakota died after being hit with a .50-caliber machine gun round while the gun crew was dismantling and moving the weapon. A court-martial panel found that Staff Sergeant James Parker of the 2nd Battalion 63rd Armor was negligent in his responsibility to make sure the weapon was unloaded. According to reports, Parker did not pull the trigger, but another crew member did, as another soldier helped him move the heavy gun. The weapon fired, and Becker received a fatal wound to his head. His defense lawyer argued that Parker did not order the weapon to be cleared because they had gone back into a battle zone during a firefight and tracer rounds were sailing over the top of the tank and he thought he was going to have to return fire immediately. He also said the two crew members tried to dismount the gun from the tank without his permission. Sergeant Parker was sentenced to 6 months confinement in a German military jail and will have his rank reduced to private. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
Sir, what is your name?
Dave.
Well, Dave, you're scaring the other passengers. I have to ask you to remove the ski mask.
I have to filter out the bad air. Some of those people look terrible.
Sir, the ski mask.
Okay. How do you stay healthy breathing airplane air?
I take Emergen-C every day. The powder in the little packets, loaded with vitamin C, B vitamins, and essential minerals. Just mix it in your water.
It's fizzing.
That's Emergen-C. It gives your immune system a boost.
I gotta get Emergen-C. Until then, could you just drop my oxygen mask?
Emergen-C for life. Find it in the vitamin C section.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears. 3425 Union. Black-owned and black-operated. Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union. Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Everyone at WGNU extends congratulations to Liz Brown, winner of two 2005 Excellence in Communication Awards from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. Best Talk Show for Danny Glover Talks Politics on the Morning Wake-Up Call, and with Joe Garcia, Best Spot News for the Global News Update. Congratulations, Liz, from your friends and colleagues at Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Good morning, Miss Liz. This is Carl Wentz, calling you from the Cleve School, second grade, room 209. Thank you, Miss Liz, for coming to our classroom.
and thank you for the two African necklaces. Miss Lee, school is almost out. I'm going to spend the summer with my family. I hope you have another great time in Africa. Miss Liz, thank you for being you, and you're my hero. Thank you for teaching us about Africa. Everyone misses you. In room 209, Miss Liz, yesterday I received two trophies, one for perfect attendance for all the year, and one for high achievement. Have a fantastic summer. This is Carl Winston in room 209, where dignity reigns supreme. Love you.
Love you, Carl.
This is the St. Louis City Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly feature of the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Peter, let's wrap up our, what is this? Rats jumping off a sinking ship. Let's talk about Lynn Spampinato.
Wrap up the rat section of the show.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, with all the sudden imposition of open court, the way she put it in the middle of the term, all the disruption, the lack of training for teachers, the lack of materials, I think she very realistically told the school board that the 2005-2006 school year would be the first year in which you could see any results from open court. So that's this year.
So she's getting the heck out of
here. So she's getting out of here before we see the results.
And that's so what does that tell you? What does that tell you? She wanted to get a job before her job ability was impacted by the failure of open court in the St. Louis public schools at $11 million worth of a cost. Okay, so let's leave that rat fleeing the ship. Let's go to Montessori. Because we've talked about what Matt Blunt is doing to kill gifted programs, what the St. Louis Public Schools is what is the St. Louis Public Schools doing with gifted programs, and what are they doing with the Montessori program?
All right, with gifted, it's not clear right now, and I know there are questions asked of Craig Williams at a neighborhood association meeting Monday night down in Holly Hills, I guess it's called.
What did he say?
And he said he wasn't familiar with it.
Oh, damn.
He said he supports gifted education, but no, he wasn't familiar with. It was pointed out there were teacher cuts at the school this year, and he said, "Oh, he wasn't familiar with that."
He makes $300,000 a year, and he wasn't familiar with what's going on with the gifted program.
And that's what he said. That's what he said.
And how was that taken by the parents there?
It was not reassuring. It was not reassuring. There's a lot of concern. There were a couple parents there with kids in Kennard. And they just reiterated to him that they very much want to see Kennard continue.
If he doesn't know, that means he's cutting it, because that's been his history. That's been, you know, when he acts like he doesn't know, like he told us that they weren't going to start some of these programs in the middle of the year, and they did.
Right.
So, but there's a meeting about Montessori.
Yes,
talk to us about
Montessori.
That.
There have been cutbacks to Montessori this year. The Montessori method was discontinued for the fourth and fifth graders. And parents were concerned about that school being, that program being cut, being a regular school. So there's a meeting tonight at 5:30 at the gym in Washington Montessori. Craig Williams is supposed to be there to answer parents' questions or not. But there's a meeting there for parents to express their concerns and try and get information about the future of the Montessori program.
And, again, what time is that again?
That's at 5:30 p.m.
That doesn't sound like you want to get very many parents there when you're holding it at 5:30.
They're working or commuting, probably.
Yeah, You don't want any parents there for real. When's the next school board meeting?
The next school board meeting is first Tuesday in December, which will be the 7th, I think.
The 7th, okay.
No, so, I guess it's the 6th.
Okay. So, any heads up? Anything that people should be watching us as these till next week, other than the Montessori program and the Montessori meeting?
Well, there's a fun turn. I guess there's organized labor. Jobs with Justice is having a party on the 8th, but down at the Postal Workers Hall, and people can vote on who is the Grinch of the year.
And the nominees are St. Louis City School Board for privatizing food custodial sanitary engineer jobs, tearing up union contracts and laying off union workers in the process. Well, they should have been nominated for 5 years or 3 years.
Three years running now,
I guess. Better late than never. But they are. You can vote for the St. Louis Public School Board to get the Grinch of the Year Award with Jobs for Justice. So I want to thank you very much, Peter Downs. We'll be back next week to talk more about Darnetta Shamel. We'll be back to talk more about them next week.
All right, don't leave town again. I hate to see what breaks loose.
I'll see you next week.
See you next week.
All right, folks, I'll be back. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with us.
Power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Say that progress is being made. If you take a measurement back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Feel me, brother. Talk to
you. WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Joan Bennett. The White House pushing its plan for victory in Iraq with the release of a document and within the hour, a major speech from President Bush at the Naval Academy. ABC's Ann Compton at the White House.
A National Strategy for Victory in Iraq. That's the title of a 35-page document released here this morning, and it is the basis of President Bush's major speech on Iraq at the U.S. Naval Academy. He says he will explain the short and long-term strategy, and failure is not an option. The White House strategy document declares that no war has ever been won on a timetable, and neither will this one. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
First Lady Laura Bush staying on message on Iraq while showing off the White House Christmas tree on ABC's Good Morning America.
It's especially important that we stay with them while they build their democracy.
The new Chief Justice, John Roberts, presides over his first case involving abortion today at the Supreme Court. Critics say New Hampshire's parental notification law doesn't provide any exception for the health of the pregnant girl. ABC's Jake Tapper inside the courtroom.
The case is about whether minors seeking abortions in New Hampshire have to notify a parent or guardian even if their health is at risk while waiting for that notification. Anti-abortion New Hampshire legislators say that a health exemption provides a loophole that you could drive a Mack truck through, while some gynecologists in the Granite State say it's important that they be able to provide medical care with no delay.
The economy grew at a stronger than expected 4.3% in the third quarter. That's the best showing in more than a year. The growth attributed in part to brisk spending by consumers and businesses. And for the first time since June, crude oil has dropped below $56 a barrel. Recent warm weather in the Northeast has analysts thinking that the U.S. has enough oil to meet increased demand this winter. This is ABC News.
A dog's gotta do what a dog's gotta do. Hey, I should know. I'm a dog. Woof. And what I gotta do is chase squirrels. Especially the one digging holes in my yard. Someday soon I'll get free and chase that lawn wrecker right out of town!
You don't think your dog will run away? Your dog might think differently. One in three pets will get lost. Without ID, 90% won't return home. That's why vets recommend the Home Again microchip, a safe, permanent ID that can bring your pet home. Talk to your vet about Home Again and visit homeagainpets.com.
Ah, my arthritis hurts so much. When I hit the ball, the pain hit me.
Arthritis pain can ruin your tennis game. That's why you need Capsaicin Cream, the brand pharmacists recommend most. Because its relief starts strong and gets stronger each time you use it. Relief is so effective.
I can't believe it. I can't feel the pain. I'm stunned.
You've got to feel it for yourself. Capsaicin Cream. Relief beyond belief.
My backhand is back.
Why is it that most people go to work even when they're sick? It could be the same reason they take fewer vacations. ABC's Alex Stone takes a look.
With the flu season beginning and worries about the bird flu making its way to the U.S., doctors say too many people are going to work even when they're sick. Dr. Jonathan Fielding is public health director for L.A. County.
You're better off staying at home.
A recent poll by a firm that provides counseling to workers found more than 90% of employees go to work even when they're ill.
One of the reasons that a lot of people go to work is because they're not paid if they don't go to work.
Dr. Fielding says even a small cough can be highly contagious at this time of the year. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Tomorrow is World AIDS Day, and Pope Benedict is weighing in, calling the number of people affected by AIDS alarming. He says the Catholic Church is committed to helping the sick. You may soon be allowed to bring sharp objects like scissors aboard airplanes in your carry-on. Today's Washington Post says the government reportedly wants screeners to focus more on finding things that can explode. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
With a check of WGNU News, I'm Peyton Colson. This report is brought to you by Rhodes Furniture, closing forever. Taking a look at the news, police are looking for three suspects in a fatal hit-and-run accident near downtown St. Louis. The victim was broadsided near Park and Tucker around 6:30 last night by the driver of a car that allegedly ran a red light. The unidentified victim's car erupted into flames after the crash. She died a short time later at an area hospital. The other vehicle was recovered by police, but the three teens in that car fled the scene. Elsewhere, Missouri Senators Kit Bond and Jim Talent are just a few of those working to honor thousands of former Mallinckrodt workers. A 10-by-10-foot replica of the St. Louis Arch and Memorial Wall was unveiled yesterday at the Weldon Spring Interpretive Center in honor of those atomic energy workers. Senator Talent says these workers, like the servicemen and women, served their country and many paid the ultimate price.
The difference is that these workers did not have to make that ultimate sacrifice. Had the proper precautions been taken, precautions which, even in the early days of atomic science, people should have known needed to be taken. These workers could have done the work and performed the service and not had to sacrifice their lives.
Former Mallinckrodt employees who worked at the downtown St. Louis site from 1949 to 1957 are now eligible for $150,000 in expedited compensation if they contracted one of 22 specific types of cancer. The Isle of Capri Casinos is moving its headquarters from Biloxi, Mississippi to the St. Louis area. According to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, Isle of Capri chose St. Louis in part because of its central location along the Mississippi River and the company's desire to move away from the threat of hurricanes. The move is expected to bring nearly 150 jobs to the area. Isle of Capri operates two Missouri casinos, but neither is in the St. Louis area. And despite the fact that she has had financial troubles of her own, the state's Senate minority leader is stepping into the race for the state auditor's job. Democratic State Senator Maida Coleman announced yesterday that she will be campaigning for the office in next year's election. Coleman filed for bankruptcy in 1998, but says she knows how to handle money well enough to handle the job. Should she win election, she would take the seat of current state auditor Claire McCaskill. And that's a check of WGNU News, brought to you by Rhodes Furniture. Rhodes Furniture is closing forever December 28th in Baldwin, St. Peter's, and Hazelwood. Last chance to name your own price. Nothing reasonable refused. I'm Peyton Colston, reporting WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour at 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by AutoZone. Westbound 5570 Exchange. Look for an accident been cleared. However, the traffic jams all the way to 203 and it's bumper to bumper from there all the way to 64 onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 55 at 141 in Richardson. That accident's been cleared. Eastbound 44 between Chrysler and 270. Expect slow traffic this hour. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason. Look for stop-and-go traffic. Eastbound 70 between 370 and the Blanchard Bridge. Everything's running smoothly. Northbound 270 between Tesson Ferry and 44. Stop-and-go. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry to West Florissant. Expect heavy traffic this hour. Eastbound 40 is slow in pockets from Ballast to Hanley. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes to 79, look for slow traffic. Westbound 40 between Clayton Skinker and Hanley, slow traffic there. Eastbound 70 between Hanley and Bircher, look for slow traffic due to an earlier accident. Westbound 70 at 94 is road construction. Left lane is closed. Westbound 64 at Bow Avenue and 5570. Look for slow traffic there as well. And that also Bermuda north of 70. Look for roadway widening underway. You can expect restrictions as well as northbound Keeneland at Natural Bridge. They're widening that to four lanes, so there'll be some lane restrictions there as well. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by AutoZone. Is your car's check engine light on? With AutoZone's free loan-a-tool service, you can find the source of the problem with their engine code scanning tool. Find out more at AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Friday. Partly cloudy skies today, high around 40 this evening. Rain likely early in the evening, then snow throughout the night. Snow accumulation is expected to be around 1 inch with a low in the upper 20s. Moving on to Thursday, partly cloudy skies with a high in the mid-30s. Thursday evening, colder, partly cloudy with a low around 15. And Friday, partly cloudy skies with a high in the mid-30s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, under mostly sunny skies, we have 30 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 29. The wind chill out there makes it feel like it's about 24 degrees. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell my brothers, how can I listen? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell my brothers, how can I listen? Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
If you take a knife and my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, stop
this down. But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is the phone number. Please don't forget that we broadcast live on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net from Xenia to Zimbabwe. You can catch us live. Also, if you happen to miss 1 hour of my 4 hour every day of the week, Monday through Friday, that is, show. First of all, shame on you. Second of all, that's all right. You can go to WhiteRoseSociety.org and download any hour that you happen to have missed, or a show you want to send on to somebody else. Or if you want to iPod the show, you can do it there, too, at WhiteRoseSociety.org. My long distance number, 1-877-920-WGNU. My email, revolution@LizBrown.com. My website, LizBrown.com. Those are my digits. Handle your business, because we have business to attend to. Yesterday, I'm really pleased with the information that we put out yesterday. It was really a good day. Felt good. One of the stories that we shared with you yesterday is a story that kind of just has been resonating in my heart and my spirit and my soul ever since I put that information out to you. The story of the family, the husband, the wife, and the babies that survived Hurricane Katrina flood. Katrina, going from the first floor of their house to the second floor of their house to the attic, and finally ending up on the roof, rescued by a boat off the top of their roof, only to be dropped off on a highway, sleeping on a highway, finally making it to the Superdome, only to be left outside of the Superdome, eating MREs and begging for water. They survived. Their house did not. They have needs. And thanks to the actions and the activity of our good government, this family cannot get food stamps. Why? Because the daddy had a conviction 6 years ago for crack possession, and the family is forever precluded from having access to anything that FEMA has to offer. What kind of nation do we live in? What kind of nation do we live in that holds something like that against an individual for the rest of their life, puts their family at danger? And what does a law like that prove? I mean, if we're going to put some harsh laws on the books, let's start at the top instead of on the backs of the people who can least afford to fight back. Let's start with life without for embezzlement. Let's say that a congressman that, I don't know, takes $1 million and cries and lies in front of the American people, I'm sorry, I've shamed myself. You think? If we were going to pass some laws, let's say that a congressman that sells his vote for a dime or for $1 billion, he goes to jail for the rest of his life. And so does his firstborn. I bet you won't catch any other of them doing it. How about this? Let's say that, okay, Congressman, you did this. Let's send your sons and daughters to Iraq to pay off the debt that you've incurred. I mean, if we're going to talk tough on crime, let's get on the backs of those well-groomed, well-attired individuals. Let's hop on the boat. What they call the boat? What they call that boy's boat? Oh, that's right. The Dukester. The $1 million yacht that he lived on as he stole from us. Let's start on their backs. What's happening to the people that have survived Katrina? It just breaks your heart. And we need to talk about that. Joining me this morning to facilitate that conversation, I have an organizer with the People's Hurricane Relief Fund, Curtis Muhammad, and he's joining us from New Orleans. Curtis Muhammad, good morning. Curtis.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
How you doing? I got so caught in the listening to your dialogue there, I just got excited. You have a wonderful show itself.
Thank you very much. And I want to talk to you about the PHRF. What is that?
It's the People's Hurricane Relief Fund and Oversight Coalition. It's an organization we put together when we saw that our people were drowning in New Orleans. And the few of us who had escaped before the drowning began, who had been part of the work of looking out for our people, began to meet together and plan what we could do.
And Curtis, if I can, I'd like to step back a little bit because your record of activism is just astounding. You were you're native of Mississippi, and you were what in the first wave of young people in the Deep South to become involved in the civil rights movement. You were one of the founding students of the Student Nonviolent Violent Coordinating Committee, SNCC. That's a heck of a record. Do you think, Curtis, given everything that you've been part of, since you've been organizing, since the 60s, since you've been involved in so many things, when you look at Katrina and what has happened after Katrina, are things getting better or are things getting worse?
Well, I think this is the worst crime against our people since we've been on this side of the ocean.
Mm.
I think this is the first time in history, maybe with the exception of the Indians, or the Native Americans, we should say, this is the first time that every arm of the government, the local, state, and federal government, reached consensus to kill black people. I think that makes it the worst catastrophe. I think it causes us to think about our country differently, because it is no question that there was an intentional decision made on somebody's part, representing all three sectors of that government, to let those people die. It was just too much information available before it happened. It was too much equipment available. It was too many people watching it for us to believe in accidents and negligence and just somebody sleeping on the job. You know what I'm saying? This was just too big of a problem. And we watched it on national and international television for 5 or 6 days before there was a response that reached in there to pull people out.
I guess part of it was captured in what Kanye, part of the reason why it happened, I would say, was captured in the words of the words and sentiment of Kanye West when he said that George Bush doesn't care about black people, because even if you don't put a gun to somebody's head and pull a trigger, you can neglect somebody to death, and you're still just as dead.
Oh yes, I mean it's people can whatever our minds have to do. See, because part of what's happening, sister, is. This was so traumatic. This is the kind of stuff that made people have amnesia. You know, amnesia is caused by a traumatic experience that the body and the mind cannot grapple with, and it just goes into denial. This experience was so powerful, it's hard for us to say Bush was a murderer, the governor was a murderer, city government was murdering people. So we are. And I am, too, looking for better words, because my humanity is hard to allow myself to believe that people would intentionally do this. But believe me, that could not have happened by accident. Without Nick Lett couldn't do that for 6 days.
Mm.
You hear me?
Yes, I do. Yes,
Nick
I do.
Nick Lett don't last 6 days.
Mm.
You can do Nick Lett for a day. Why you watch people on television drowning and dying. But you can't do it for 6 days. And so we really got to keep waking ourselves up that they tried to kill us.
You're in New Orleans right now.
Yes.
What would, because I haven't been there since the hurricane.
Yep.
Since the flood, most Americans have not. We visited on our television sets. We visited on our radios. What would people be most surprised to see? What are some of the untold stories or things that you have found shocking to your own self in New Orleans?
Let's do this one. Somebody looked at the faces of those black babies, and they were black babies, even though we're the most mixed town in America. Those were poor black people trapped. Now, the Congress responded by setting aside about $50 billion. The rest of the world threw money in to the tune of another $10 billion. And so FEMA and all of the government agencies had about $60 billion to come down and help our people. So you go to New Orleans, and you see the white hotels looking like better than they have ever looked. You see downtown New Orleans looking better than it ever looked. You see the historic French Quarter cleaned up, music playing, restaurants looking better than it ever looked. You go in the white areas of town, including the white universities and schools and hospitals, and it looks better than it ever looked. All the services are bright and shining. And you go down to the areas where the black folks live. You go to the Ninth Ward, and the security is blocking your entrance because you need escorts to go in. And it's considered a death zone.
What does that
they'll
mean?
They'll escort you in if you own property, if you want to go look and see if you can get something. But it looks just like it looked when the water dried. It looks like a hurricane-torn area.
Aren't there any trucks? Aren't there any
nothing.
People down there cleaning it up?
Yes, there's families trying to salvage their new properties where their structures are still.
But I mean city services, governmental services, something bigger than mom and pa with a shovel.
No, just mom and pop and children and us and our volunteers helping people. But nobody from the government, no FEMA, no nothing.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So you go even in the parts of the town where that was not underneath water. You know, the whole Ninth Ward was underneath water all the way to the roof. But other parts of town is less damage. So you go to the white community and look, this is three blocks apart. Two blocks apart, one street from each other. And you see all the city services on the white streets. And you see nothing on the black streets. You see garbage pick up on the white streets. Now, they did finally get all the lights in some areas. But before they did all the lights, for about a month, all the white blocks. I mean, and this is a hard thing to do. You gotta really be good to do this.
You gotta really pick and choose.
You know what I'm saying? You can be riding down one street and lights on one side and lights, nothing on the other side. But you know the town, you know whites live on one side and blacks live on the other side. I have never, ever believed. I knew we had racism. I always knew it. I'm a black man. I grew up in Mississippi. But this is something that has gone so deep. My grandmama was a midwife. I need to tell you this story because to understand what I'm talking about here. And we lived in the country of Mississippi, and we had a country doctor who was a white man. And there were some of our people, when they had their babies, they just felt better having a white doctor be the doctor. But that doctor had such hatred for these black women that he would bring my mother, my grandmother, to deliver the baby. He would stand there, but she would deliver the baby. And the reason she had to deliver the baby, because he refused to touch a black woman.
But he sure touched their money.
He wanted the money. Now, I don't think America as an organization has that the hatred is so deep that it doesn't have the ability psychically to help poor black people. Do you hear me?
Yes, I do.
So they brought them to Congress a couple of weeks ago and said, FEMA, what happened to the $60 billion? Can you tell us what happened? And they said, no, we don't know. You hear me?
Yes, I do.
They don't want to tell the world that they spent it on hotels and gambling casinos and reconstruction of oil rigs and white communities and downtown gambling districts. I mean, they don't want to entertainment districts. They don't want to tell the world. that their money did not get used on those faces they saw on television, because that's what people were responding to. You hear me?
They weren't responding to the inability of a gambling casino to continue to allow people to play slots.
No. They was responding to those black babies and those old mothers and poor people trying to make it and look at help and being omitted. They were watching. We saw ourselves. So when we hear these stories from the people who were locked down, saying that they come in the shelter and got poor white people and took them out, why are we looking? They came on rooftops and grabbed white people and left us looking. They went in the rich hospitals and got the patients and moved them out while they left the poor hospital, the charity hospital, where people were dying with nothing. This is deep, deep, deep racism and hatred that would allow such things to happen. This makes us have to rethink where we live and what we have to do. And we got to remember who these people are, because every city has them. These are the people that were left on the plantations at the end of slavery because they had nowhere to go. And they have stayed on those plantations from slavery to the sharecropper plantations until the automation of those plantations with the cotton pickers and the tobacco pullers and the sugarcane cutters. And those people then was moved into the tenements of all of the major cities throughout this country by the millions. And every one of our towns have a group of those people who have never been engaged, who do not have one relative that has seen the inside of a college campus. They have never been educated, and they have never made more than minimum wage. They're not just black people. They are the former cotton pickers and tobacco pullers and sugarcane cutters. They did not live in houses. They did not run away. And they did not leave at the end of slavery.
And we have to take a break. I'm talking to Curtis Muhammad, an organizer with the People's Hurricane Relief Fund. He's joining us from New Orleans. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I'll be back after this. Please, please stay with us.
Turn on the television. I'm watching Martin Luther King, who had a dream. Oh, so take this dream and apply it to your life. Even though we know the ghetto's rough, but we got to keep your head up.
Keep your head up.
'Cause a new day will come. And look to the sun, even when the darkness shall come.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Rhodes Furniture. Northbound 55 between Rivers Barracks and Union is a fuel spill. Only the left lane is getting through. Traffic jams at 270. Motorists can take Lindbergh exit east, then north on Union to get around that area. Westbound 270 between New Florissant and Graham Hanley, there's an accident. Right lane is blocked, then Hanley exit is also partially blocked. Traffic jams approaching Washington Elizabeth. Eastbound 40 at Hanley, there's a disabled vehicle. Right lane is slow getting by in pockets from Clayton, from there all the way to Clayton Warson. Eastbound 44 between Meraz Overpass and Merrimack River Bridge. Look for slow traffic this hour. Eastbound 70 from 370 to Blanchett Bridge. Everything is running smoothly. Northbound 270 from Gravelway to 44. Look for stop and go traffic. Eastbound 70 at T.R. Hughes and 79 at traffic is easing. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley. Look for slow traffic there. Eastbound 70 from Lucas and Hunt all the way to Goodfellow has returned back to normal after an earlier accident. Westbound 70 at 94, there's road construction. Left lane is closed. Westbound 5570 from 4th Street all the way onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for stop-and-go traffic. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street on the approaches of the Poplar Street Bridge. That's easing up this hour. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois side all the way into Laclede's Landing. You still have heavy volume going on there. Westbound 40 at N. Look for road construction. The right lane is closed. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Rhodes Furniture. After 130 years, Rhodes Furniture is in bankruptcy and is closing their stores forever in St. Louis, Baldwin, Hazelwood, St. Peter's, and Fairview Heights, Illinois. Everything must be liquidated immediately at sacrifice prices. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Friday. Partly cloudy skies today, high around 40 this evening. Rain likely in the evening, then snow is likely after throughout the night with a snow accumulation expected of only around 1 inch. However, the lows will be in the upper 20s. Thursday, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-30s. Thursday evening, colder, partly cloudy, a low around 17 to 15. And then on Friday, partly cloudy skies with a high in the mid-30s. Currently at studios of AM 920 WGNU under sunny skies. We have 29 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 30 with a wind chill of 23. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Radio Free St. Louis is AM 920. WGNU. Catch us on the World Wide Web at WGNU.net.
The Pearl. Beautiful, lustrous, developed through years of hard work, patience, and the occasional grain of sand. The 30th annual Chuck Mormon Charity Christmas Party is a true pearl. Sunday, December 18th from 3 to 7 p.m. at Orlando Gardens, 8352 Watson Road in Webster Groves. Seating is limited to 500 persons. Party and dinner tickets are $10 in advance. This includes a family-style buffet, a DJ with music from Complete Music Company, and entertainment from the Sweet and Sassy Dancers and the Jerry Stretz Professional Dancers. It also includes drawings for gift box door prizes, including, appropriately, a 30th anniversary set of pearls. Donation only tickets are just $5. Don't wait. Get your tickets from B Parks at AARP, Martha West at Gateway Hubert Wheeler School, Rita Caffey at Contemporary Living Options, or Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. The 30th annual Chuck Norman Charity Christmas Party, Sunday, December 18th at Orlando Gardens, 8352 Watson Road in Webster Groves. Like all true pearls, something to be treasured, something not to be missed.
Okay, guys, remember your skills, your interests, and your values, and how they affect you in the world of work, okay?
Today's students face a broader and more confusing range of financial and career decisions than ever before. The adults of tomorrow must be prepared for a complex economy.
Hey, Elton. Great job on that report.
Junior Achievement's latest middle grades program, JA Economics for Success, helps students look at careers and make real-world financial decisions through fun, practical, hands-on learning.
Hey, enjoy your class today.
All right, I'll see you.
Give an hour a week of your time. In just 6 weeks, you will make a difference in a young person's life. Explore the possibilities. Be a JA volunteer.
Hey, guys.
Call a Junior Achievement office near you or visit www.ja.org. Sponsored by the Allstate Foundation.
All right,
everyone at WGNU extends congratulations to Liz Brown, winner of two 2005 Excellence in Communication Awards from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. Best Talk Show for Danny Glover Talks Politics on the Morning Wake-Up Call, and with Joe Garcia, Best Spot News for the Global News Update. Congratulations, Liz, from your friends and colleagues at Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Around the world and behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. I am talking this morning to Curtis Muhammad. He's an organizer with the People's Hurricane Relief Fund, and he's joining us from New Orleans. Curtis, welcome back.
Thank you.
Could you talk to us about what it is that the People's Hurricane Relief Fund wants to do in New Orleans? What is it that you all want to do? What is it that you all are working towards doing? Because there are so many needs.
Well, first of all, if we start with the assumption that why we must continue to demand from the government resources to rebuild, we must continue to demand from them access, the right of return to our spaces, to our homes, to the land and the space we occupied, that they are now set to bulldoze down, and they are often $26,000 per domicile. These are properties that would have been $200,000 before the storm. So even though we know that psychically our government would not be able to rebuild on our behalf, would not be able psychically, emotionally, to commit themselves to rebuild on behalf of poor black people, even though we know this, we must continue to demand it. But while we demand, we must begin ourselves rebuilding. And so what our coalition is doing is encouraging the people, our friends, both nationally and internationally, to assist us with resources, with skills, with knowledge to rebuild our cities. We must rebuild our homes, our churches, our hospitals, our schools. Everything that a community needs to survive needs to be rebuilt, and they are not being done by this government. So we've started about 12 or 14 different work groups. One of the work groups is the Reconstruction Work Group. That's beginning to amass architects and skilled craftsmen from all over the country and the world. And that this group is meeting and working and planning every week how we would do this work. While we're doing that, we have a group on the ground that's beginning to train young people who were displaced or were survivors of how to do this work. We're taking house by house, teaching people how to do this work, creating supply houses with tools and the necessary materials that they're needed for construction. While the architects come and look and tell us what's safe, we have a work group called the Environmental Health and Justice Work Group that's concerned with testing the air and water and soil to determine the presence or not presence of contaminants so that we know where it's safe to work.
Are you concerned about your health in New Orleans? Because I read an article the other day about the mold that it's I don't know if it's killing people yet, but it certainly is making people very, very sick. Are you concerned about your own health?
Yes, we have technicians who are testing contaminants. We're teaching ourselves. These technicians are teaching us how to clean, how to dress, what kind of clothing we are getting.
Are you wearing masks?
We wear masks when we work to clean. We wear masks when we're testing. We wear masks when we are doing the initial stage of work. Once we have deemed that an area is clean enough to breathe without masks, we do it. There are certain areas of the city that are already cleaned up enough that you can live fairly safely without masks. So that's one of the first things we do with structures, is look for the mold, clean up the old gook and gawk that came, that was left from the dredge of the flood. We have machines now that test air quality to see if we're breathing. The air quality often is contaminated by being close to some kind of site that didn't get cleaned up, whether either there was an oil spill and a lot of sea stuff died, or whether a chemical plant blew up or burst open and some of the chemicals got loosed in the area. And the air picks the smell and the fumes and the exhaustion from those contaminants. But now, it doesn't necessarily contaminate the entire city. It's just certain sectors of the city.
Now, we have about three more minutes here. One of the issues for a lot of people that understand what's going on in New Orleans is the right of repatriation, right, for people to be able to come back home. Is there some kind of event happening in New Orleans to that end?
Yes, on the 9th of December, we are bringing our people together because we want their voices to determine, to mandate the work. We're bringing our people together in Jackson, Mississippi, and having an all-day meeting to go over the work plans that we have laid out, the plans to build clinics, the plan to open schools, the plan to begin to construct houses, the plan to clean up our air, water, and so on. These plans must be laid in front of our people. So we have anywhere from, we don't know how many folk coming. We've been all over the country looking for our people, organizers in every town that we can find our people, teachers, everybody. We're asking them to come and work with us and decide our work. And on the 10th, we're going to go by buses down to New Orleans from Jackson and have a march demanding our right of return. And some of the people have already said they're not even going back.
Mm.
You understand that the government got some trailers. We may be taking some of those trailers to live in until we can fix our places. We don't know what this is going to bring. The night will determine it.
And then
we're being in Jackson on the 9th, and we're going to march in New Orleans on the 10th.
Very good. Very good. And you're going to be in St. Louis.
Yes, I understand I'm going to be in St. Louis in a few days. I don't have the schedule in front of me.
Okay, on December 2nd and December 3rd, you will be in St. Louis, and you'll be at Washington University.
That's right. I heard about the young people who are interested in helping us. We're happy about all of our friends. We know this is going to be a long road. This is not a fly-by-night event. It could take us 5 to 20 years. We don't know how long it's going to take. But if we can rebuild New Orleans, that means we can rebuild all of the ghettos of the world, of the city, of the country. But this same group of people are trapped, the same group of neglected, poor black folks, and everybody in between. When you start at the bottom and you lift up the bottom, you get everybody in between. You get the Native Indians, who 4 of the 7 tribes have joined our work in Louisiana, in Mississippi, in Alabama. It was 7 tribes we found in the area that had been affected, and 4 of them have joined our coalition and our work. And so and now the Latinos, the immigrants, who they have been using like slaves, without masks, without protective gear to clean up at the white communities when they first went back in. We're calling all of our people, all of our sufferers to this work. Because we know that if you start at the bottom and start moving up, we're going to pick everybody up with us.
Very good. Curtis Muhammad, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Wake Up Call. And good luck to you down there in New Orleans.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown, the Wake Up Call. We're going to take a break. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up. Get to me. I'll be back.
The way that I do, she, baby, ain't I good to you? There's nothing too good for a boy, that's so true. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? But you some catch me.
Examine life from the police perspective. Put down the police scanner and pick up Gary Wiegert on WGNU.net.
This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update. Dateline, New York. The Wake Up Call program has talked in the past about ways the corporate media slants news coverage. Cindy Sheehan, the anti-war activist who has dogged President Bush much of the year, is saying that AP and Reuters portrayed her book signing last weekend in Texas as a flop because they chose to run a picture of her sitting at a table by herself with her head in her hand. The pictures that were distributed by the outlets gave the impression that no one came to see Cindy and that the book signing was a total failure. It was a fundraising event for the Crawford Peace House, and Sheehan says she did sell 100 books at the event and signed all of them. Her spokesman said the picture was taken before people had even started to come in, and she can't imagine why the news mediums chose that one picture to distribute. And Dateline Washington. The Transportation Security Administration is going to announce on Friday that it will start allowing airline passengers to have scissors and some other sharp objects in their carry-on bags because such items no longer are the greatest threat to airline security. The TSA says budget problems have helped dictate the change in policy, but other revisions will also be announced that will have a positive impact on customer service. The TSA says that screeners open one out of every four bags to remove scissors and small screwdrivers, and there's little threat from them because of more secure cockpit doors. Flight attendants are not crazy about allowing such sharp items back on board because they could be used as weapons against passengers or themselves. The TSA is likely to stop passengers from having to take their shoes off and will use more bomb-sniffing dogs in airports as well. In order to improve morale, the agency plans to allow security screeners the opportunity to work their way up and become federal air marshals. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
Before you go to the movies, go to Radio Free St. Louis. Find out what's worth seeing and what's not worth the bother. Join Dave Lenahan and Mark Glass for What's Good New at the Movies, a regular feature of Today's Solutions, Friday afternoons at 4:10 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. Also online at www.blacktie-stlewis.com.
Diabetes is a killer. After I was diagnosed, I didn't feel sick, so I didn't listen to my doctor. Then it struck. I had a heart attack, then a stroke, and I was only 49.
Most people with diabetes also have high blood pressure and cholesterol, which can cause severe heart damage. In fact, 2 out of 3 people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Call 1-800-DIABETES for your free diabetes survival guide. Choose to live.
Don't let diabetes destroy your life.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, Black-owned and Black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top 6 appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Real life on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I'm Liz Brown, living my life as an African man, loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Steve, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
I want to thank you, Liz, for doing that interview with Curtis Muhammad, but I wanted to share with your audience some of the events that are happening this weekend while he's in town that you didn't have the information on. There's going to be a reception for Curtis at the Heritage Center at 2711 Locust at 7 p.m. on Friday evening, and there will be food and everything, and it's supposed to be a pass-the-hat fundraiser, so people should come prepared to listen and learn from Curtis and to make a contribution. And then on Saturday, December 3rd, at Washington University's Brown Hall at 7 p.m. will be a showing of the movie Freedom Song, which has Sweet Honey and the Rock on the soundtrack and Danny Glover, and it's about the civil rights struggles in Mississippi in the 60s that Curtis was involved in, and he's going to talk before and after the movie. And then during the day, one of Curtis's big things is passing on the Ella Baker organizing tradition to young folks. And during the day on Saturday, he's doing a training session, Ella Baker-style training session on fighting racism, and that's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. The cost is $15, which includes lunch, and it's at SEIU Local 1, 2725 Clifton in the lower level. So I just wanted to pass on that additional information.
All right, Steve. Thank you.
All right.
454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Hello?
Yes, Randall.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
I live in the 4300 block of Aldine, and Marshall School was closed, and they combined it with Summons. Now I see they have two big dumpsters in the back, and there's a workforce over there, and I've contacted the alderman, but he doesn't seem to know what's going to happen to Marshall, what they're doing.
Who's the alderperson?
Earl Shelton.
And he doesn't know? Why doesn't he know?
Well, I don't know.
How
I never
is that
received
happening?
A reply.
How is that happening in his ward and he doesn't know what's happening?
I don't know, but I've never received a reply from him as to what they're doing over there.
Call downtown to 801.
I did, and no one can give me an answer.
Oh, isn't that something?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not surprised.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
You,
Randall. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU, 1-877-920-WGNU. I did a story this morning on what's going on in Florida. That the police are saying out their mouth, they want to be able to shock and awe, folks. Shock and awe. They want to be able to come at people, for instance, in a bank. They want to be able to swarm surge on a bank in full stun gun, pepper, mace, bulletproof helmet, gun force. And demand IDs from people. And they call that keeping us safe. Because we're going to scare the terrorists. They won't know where we're going to hit, huh? Huh? Check this out. Check this out. Colorado. Deborah Davis. A 50-year-old mother of four. Her kids are all grown up. Her middle son is a soldier fighting in Iraq. She's a white woman, middle-class life. And you probably wouldn't have met her except for her belief in the U.S. Constitution. Check this out. September 2005. Deborah was riding a public bus to work. She was minding her own business, reading a book, and planning for work. When a security guard got on this public bus and demanded that every passenger show their ID, Deborah didn't believe she had done anything wrong. She declined. The guard called in federal cops. She was arrested and charged with criminal misdemeanors after refusing to show her ID on demand in America. On the 9th day of December 2005, Deborah Davis will be arraigned in the U.S. District Court in a case that will determine whether Deborah and the rest of us live in a free society or whether we live in a country where we must show our papers whenever a cop demands that we show them our papers. The bus that Deborah rides crosses the property of the Denver Federal Center. The VA hospital's there, the U.S. Geological Survey, part of the National Archives. On her first day of commuting to work by bus, the bus stopped in front of the gates of the Denver Federal Center. A security guard got on the bus, demanded that all of the passengers on this public bus produce ID. The first time this happened, she was surprised by the demand in the uniform, but she complied. It would have meant a walk of several miles if she hadn't. Her ID was not taken and compared, her ID was absolutely not taken, but she was not put on, and there was no ride list. The guard barely glanced at her ID. She got home, and she started listening to that voice in her head. You know that voice that says, why did you do that? And that voice that won't, if you have a conscience and have a sense of responsibility, that voice that won't let you alone till you write what you did wrong that you know that you shouldn't have done. So she said, I'm never going to do that again. So on Monday, September 26, she headed off to work. The bus got to the gates of the Denver Federal Center. A guard got on, asked her if she had an ID. She said, yes, I do. He asked her if he could see it. She said no. When the guard asked her why she wouldn't show her ID, Deb told him that she didn't have to. The guard ordered her off the bus. She refused, saying that she was riding a public bus and was just trying to get to work. The guard went to call his supervisor, who returned with a federal policeman. The federal cop demanded her ID. She politely explained that she would not show her ID. She was simply commuting to work. He left. He returned shortly thereafter with a second policeman in tow. Now, the cop was so annoyed by the fact that she was on the phone and with a friend and didn't feel like hanging up, even when he ordered her to do so. The second cop said that everyone had to show an ID anytime they were asked by the police to do so, adding that if she were in a Walmart and was asked by a police for ID, she would have to show it there, too. She said, Deb said, she didn't have to show him or any other policeman my ID in a public place or even in a Walmart. She said she was simply trying to go to work. Suddenly, the second policeman shouted, "Grab her!" And he grabbed the cell phone from her, threw it to the back of the bus. Each one of the cops grabbed one of her arms, put it behind her back. She was jerked out of her seat, the contents of her purse and book bag flying everywhere. They shoved her off the bus. They handcuffed her. They threw her into the back seat of a police cruiser. They drove her to a police station. And once inside, she was taken down a hall, told to sit in a car, in a chair, still handcuffed. They then sat in front, the cops then sat in front of their computers, typing and conferring, trying to figure out, what are we going to charge her with? Eventually, they wrote up several tickets. They took her outside, removed the handcuffs, returned her belongings, pointed her towards the bus stop. She was told that if she ever entered the Denver Federal Center again, she would go to jail. She hasn't ridden a public bus since that day. Huh. Huh. Feel like America to you? Feel like America to you? Show me your ID. Huh. 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 The ACLU is representing her. And she's going to be arraigned in the U.S. District Court for federal misdemeanors, federal criminal misdemeanors, conformity to official signs and directions, and admission to property. Remember, she was taken into the Denver Center against her wishes. And she's going to be charged with the crime of being there. Oh, welcome to America. You feel safe? Scared yet? I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me. I'll be back in the next hour.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Joan Bennett. The president takes the offensive against Iraq war critics who want a withdrawal of U.S. troops sooner rather than later.
A clear strategy begins with a clear understanding of the enemy we face. The enemy in Iraq is a combination of rejectionists, Saddamists, and terrorists.
The president, restating the mission in a 35-page document and a presidential speech at the Naval Academy this morning. More from Nightline's Terry Moran.
He is repackaging the strategy here. He's also trying to bring the attention, bring the American people's attention to these facts that there is some improvement here, but he has a credibility problem. Too many times the American people have heard things are getting great, the insurgency is just about defeated, and it hasn't been.
President Bush says the U.S. military presence in Iraq may become less visible, but won't lose its power over the next year. Supreme Court today hearing arguments for and against a New Hampshire law that requires that a parent be informed 48 hours before a minor has an abortion. More from ABC's Vic Ratner at the Supreme Court.
Although the Supreme Court has upheld other laws limiting abortions, Karen Pearl of New Hampshire Planned Parenthood says this one is different.
We see this as extreme.
Pearl warns there's no exception for cases when a pregnancy poses a threat to a young woman's health.
Any kind of restriction must always allow women in emergency situations to get the emergency care that they need.
New Hampshire State Representative Fran Wendelboe opposed adding a health exception.
It would make the entire law useless because every single case could be argued that there's a health risk.
Vic Ratner, ABC News, Washington.
The U.S. economy stayed the course through the Gulf Coast hurricanes. The government said today the revised growth figures for the third quarter are better than first thought, an uptick of 4.3%, due in part to additional gains in consumer spending. This is ABC News.
A dog's gotta do what a dog's gotta do. Hey, I should know. I'm a dog. Wolf. And what I gotta do is chase squirrels. Especially the one digging holes in my yard. Someday soon I'll get free and chase that lawn wrecker right out of town!
You don't think your dog will run away?
Your dog might think differently. One in three pets will get lost. Without ID, 90% won't return home. That's why vets recommend the Home Again microchip, a safe, permanent ID that can bring your pet home. Talk to your vet about Home Again and visit homeagainpets.com.
Ah, my arthritis hurts so much. When I hit the ball, the pain hit me.
Arthritis pain can ruin your tennis game. That's why you need capsaicin cream, the brand pharmacists recommend most. Because its relief starts strong and gets stronger each time you use it. Relief so effective.
I can't believe it. I can't feel the pain. I'm stunned.
You've got to feel it for yourself. Capsaicin cream. Relief beyond belief.
My backhand is back.
The long goodbye continues for Pavarotti, now enlisting his three tenor pals for another gig.
The much-loved opera star knows his voice may not be quite what it once was, but before Luciano Pavarotti bows out for good, expect him to raise his voice a final time or two with Placido Domingo and Jose Carreras. At 70, a tired-looking Pavarotti made the tantalizing disclosure in Hong Kong, the latest stop on his international farewell tour. No word on where the reunited three tenors might be performing, but with retirement in the wings, it will surely be the hot ticket for opera buffs around the world. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Federal agents say the marriage scam they uncovered in Southern California was one of the most ambitious they've ever seen. 11 people arrested. Chinese and Vietnamese nationals were charged $60,000 for a mate. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
Reporting WGNU News, I'm Peyton Colston. This check of WGNU News is brought to you by JCPenney Wednesday one-day-only sale. In the news, more than a dozen children are shaken up but not seriously hurt after their school bus collided with a St. Louis police van in South St. Louis. The incident began yesterday with a separate single car crash after a suspected carjacking. The police van was on its way to back up an officer who had tracked down the stolen car when the van collided with the bus. The children on board the bus were treated at a hospital and released. Two suspects in the carjacking were taken into custody, but a third remains at large. And the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests is asking the National Review Board to look into allegations that the St. Louis Archdiocese knowingly allowed an accused child molester to remain in active ministry. David Cloese, the National Director of SNAP, SNAP, says there is something wrong with the fact that Father Joseph Monahan was allowed to remain at St. Raphael's Parish despite allegations that he molested a child in Philadelphia in the 1960s.
And this is just, from our perspective, it's a glaring case of how little has fundamentally changed despite, you know, almost 4 years now of horrific sex scandal within the church.
Monahan was transferred to St. Raphael's Parish in South St. Louis in 1975. The accusations of abuse were made several years ago. He's not accused of molesting anyone in the St. Louis area. The robbery suspect, run down by a friend of the victim, remains hospitalized, and he's also facing formal charges. 31-year-old Antoine Hill is charged with first-degree robbery, armed criminal action, and unlawful use of a weapon. Hill allegedly robbed an off-duty firefighter at gunpoint early yesterday morning in the 4600 block of Moffitt. The victim's friend then ran Hill down and pinned him between his vehicle and the house. Hill's listed in critical but stable condition. And finally, the St. Louis Zoo is planning on using $5 million in federal funds to make some improvements outside the facility. Among the changes being considered are pedestrian safety and vehicle access improvements on Wells Street. Dr. Jeffrey Bonner, the president of the zoo, says unfortunately a ramp over the roadway is not an option.
Given the ADA regulations, you have to have an enormous amount of ramp up just to get to a bridge, and then an enormous amount of ramp down to get back to grade, and we may not have enough room to actually put in that much ramp space.
Bonner says they're considering moving Wells Street behind the parking lot or even closing off a portion of the roadway. In addition, changes are also being considered on Washington Street near the historic flight cage. Bonner says it will likely be at least a year before any of those changes could be implemented. And that's a check of WGNU News brought to you by JCPenney Wednesday One Day Only Sale. It's the JCPenney Wednesday One Day Only Sale. Save 50% on some of the best gifts, like 50% off entire stock sweaters. This Wednesday only, it's all inside JCPenney. I'm Peyton Colston with WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Traffic Law Hotline. Northbound 55 between Rivas Barracks and Union, there's a fuel spill and only the left lane is getting through. Traffic jams at 270. Motorists can take the Lindbergh exit east and then go north on Union to get around that area. Eastbound 40 between Brentwood and Hanley, look for slow traffic past a couple of earlier stalls. They're both on the shoulder now. Westbound 40 at K and Winghaven, look for the right lane to be closed for shoulder work. And west eastbound 40 at 14th, look for maintenance operations having right lane closed, as well as the last Missouri exit is also closed. You can use 11th Street to get around there. Eastbound 44 at Merrimack River Bridge, everything looks good. Northbound 270 at 44 has returned back to normal this hour. And westbound 40 between Big Bend and Hanley, traffic is easing. Westbound 70 at 94, look for road construction. Left lane is closed. Westbound 40 between N and look for road construction there. Westbound 270 from Chain of Rocks Bridge all the way into New Florissant. Look for no problems to report. Your bridges stack up like this. Westbound 5570 bridge at the Poplar Street Bridge has returned back to normal. Westbound Kingbridge traffic before Laclede's Landing looks good. And Lee May at Catskill Drive, look for an injury accident. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Traffic Law Hotline. If you get a speeding ticket, driving while suspended, or DWI, Traffic Law Hotline can help give your case prompt personal attention. So call the Traffic Law Hotline at 314-TRAFFIC. That's 314-TRAFFIC. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Friday. Partly cloudy skies today, high around 40 this evening. Rain likely early in the evening. Snow likely throughout the night. The accumulation is only expected to be around 1 inch. The low should be around the upper 20s. Moving on to Thursday, partly cloudy skies, high in the mid-30s. Thursday evening, partly cloudy, colder with a low around 15. And then on Friday, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-30s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 31 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 31 as well, with a wind chill makes it feel like it's 24 under sunny skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can this be? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can this be?
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
That all men are created equal. Yet many
are denied. And so we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number, 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up, you need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400, 1-877-920-WGNU. We broadcast live on the World Wide Web from Xenia to Zimbabwe at www.wgnu.net. Also, don't forget, every hour of the Wake Up Call is archived daily at the WhiteRoseSociety.org. You can also iPod my show. How cool is that? iPod my show at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Also, you want to email me? Revolution@LizBrown.com. You want to check out my website? LizBrown.com. LizBrown.com. You need to get to me. I've been musing, as I tend to do on occasion. I muse back and forth about different kinds of stuff. And I've been musing about I don't know if you have to give the devil his due. But occasionally the devil earns his due. Because I gotta say that this administration has been very, very, very consistent and diabolical, if you will, in terms of misdirecting attention. They found a way to call up, down, and down, up, and white, black, and black, white. It is devilment, or it is deviousness, or it is diabolical to entitle a policy, No Child Left Behind, when every child is left behind. It is devilment, diabolical, devious, to talk about a Clean Air Act that ensures that there will be none. And it is an amazing piece of sinister propaganda to come up with a bill and call it the Pension Protection Act when it ain't. We need to talk about this Pension Protection Act, House Rule 2830, and to facilitate that conversation, we have Christian Weller, a senior economist with the Center for American Progress, joining us from Washington, D.C. Christian, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Is this a Pension Protection Act?
Not really. I think what people have to understand is pensions are a crucial middle-class benefit. What allows people to live a middle-class lifestyle when they're retired are traditional pensions. And those are earned benefits. People already earned those benefits when they're working. And the employers made the promise.
It's not an entitlement from the perspective of you haven't put in anything. This is money that you've put in. It's yours.
It's yours. Exactly. It's not a gift. It's not out of the good nature of the employer. It's something you work for. It's something you earned while you were working.
And isn't it also like it's a covenant? It's a contract. It's a contract.
It's a contract. Most of the pension plans that we have are actually real contracts. It's not just the employment contract. It's actually a collectively bargained contract between the union and the employer. So there is a legally binding contract.
There you go.
The employers have run into some troubles to some degree out of their own making, but also to some degree out of what happened in the financial markets in terms of funding those plans. which means the last few years, those plans, those pension plans, have lost assets. They have lost money. The employers had to put in more money. Most employers have put in more money, with a few exceptions, especially in the airline industry, where the companies have gone bankrupt and the plans have been terminated. But most companies, even General Motors, has put in billions of dollars into their pension plans to honor the promises they made to their employees. The Pension Protection Act basically makes it harder for employers to continue that promise. It makes it harder, especially in the manufacturing sector, to continue that promise that they already have made to the employees and for money that the employees have already earned.
Well, actually, harder to fulfill their contract.
That is correct.
Because, a promise kind of sounds like it's something that, well, you know, sorry. You know, I can't do what I promised to do. But the contract is something harder than a promise, isn't it?
That's correct. I mean, there are legally binding requirements that the employer has to make those contributions.
Mm-hmm.
Under the law, the employer is bound since the 1970s to make those contributions.
Okay, good.
So to honor that contract or promise, it has become harder now if the law is enacted, the Pension Protection Act, if it is enacted, it will make it harder for the employers, especially in the manufacturing sector.
Explain.
It's something called the yield curve. It's a very technical proposal, but basically what it means is by changing from the existing rules to the new rules, you basically increase the cost associated with the pensions for older workers. The manufacturing sector has disproportionately older workers because it has lost so much employment in the last few years. And it would see a lot of cost increases almost immediately. That would affect the auto workers in particular, but it would affect other manufacturing industries too. So by changing the rules, and it's a very technical change, it seems minuscule when you look at the interest rates that are associated with that. But overall, it would change the cost, especially for the manufacturing sector, quite substantially. The other part is it would also make, and this is something the employers are really concerned about, it would make the funding of pension plans less predictable. Funding of a pension plan, I think what everybody needs to know is like the funding of a pension plan, what the employer needs to put in, is determined by the interest rates in the financial markets. That's just the way it works. And the way the current rules are written, it is tied to the 30-year treasury. The 30-year treasury is an interest rate that moves very slowly over time. What the law now proposes, which the Pension Protection Act proposes, is to tie it to short-term interest rates. The short-term interest rates move a lot more, and because interest rates move a lot more, the employers can be caught off guard in terms of the money they need to put in. It becomes less predictable for them how much money they have to put in at any given quarter to their pension plan. And that unpredictability that is something the employers really dislike because it makes planning, makes their financial planning very hard. And it's been a very intense fight in Washington.
Well, who benefits from changing it from the Federal Reserve from that rate to the other rate? Who benefits from that?
It's unclear who would benefit from it. The employers have pretty much said they don't like it. They think that this is the wrong way to go.
The pensioners wouldn't like it because there's no guarantee that their money would be there in such a volatile place.
Correct. The labor unions don't like it. And as a think tank researcher, I've testified twice on Capitol Hill on this. We don't like it, or I don't like it. I think it's the wrong philosophy. I think it's the wrong economics approach. A lot of actuaries who work with pension plans don't like it because they know then the employers will go out of it.
Is this a cynical effort to maybe destroy the pension?
I think you're on the right track. I mean, we have an administration. I mean, you got to remember what we're getting from Congress right now, the Pension Protection Act, is actually better than what the administration has proposed. It's trying to strike a compromise that the president won't veto, but what the administration proposes would be much worse. So the administration has been, this is not, you don't have to be cynical. I mean, the administration has been very clear that they don't like defined benefit plans. They don't like the type of pension plans that most, that many people have. They don't like Social Security with its government guarantees. I mean, it's a continuous theme here that the administration wants to shift the risks onto the individual and doesn't like employer or government guarantees.
And if this were shifted to the market and the volatility of the market, then an individual may say, well, you know what? I'm not going to trust my money in a pension plan. I'm going to go out and try to do it myself, which gets to what the administration wants.
Well, I think the way it would work is the employers, I mean, we're talking really swings of hundreds of millions of dollars from one quarter to the next that the employers could potentially have to contribute to those plans. And that's just too much unpredictability, too little predictability for the employers. It's just something they can't afford in running their business.
So they wouldn't offer it?
They wouldn't offer it. They would get out of the plan. I mean, you got to remember, the primary business of a car maker is making cars, not managing your pension plan.
Right.
So you want to make sure that pension plan is really not disturbing your other business.
Mm.
The rules that are now being proposed would disturb the business overall. And I think that's the wrong direction.
There's also criticism of something called freezing the pension credits and prohibiting any further benefit improvements. And that's the claim that is being made by the unions. Does this Pension Protection Act do that?
There are some proposals. Let's be very clear. When a pension plan has lost a lot of money, there is a point in time, there comes a point in time, even under the existing law, where the employer and the union cannot just negotiate improvements to benefits. It's just simply not possible. Like, so once the plan has too little money, as it reaches a certain point, the employer then has to either put in more money if they want to increase the benefits, or just basically cannot improve benefits. Those rules would be tightened. The problem with that is that it's kind of a blame the victim policy, because the beneficiary has no control over how the pension plan handles things, has no control over the investment policies, has no say over where the money comes from, how much money comes in. And all of a sudden, the beneficiary then has to absorb the costs. They're being penalized for what somebody else has done, namely the pension plan or the employer. And that is certainly something that I think the unions have rightfully criticized, because those rules are being being tightened. The main one is, so far, the rules prohibit benefit increases. What it means is the union and the employer, when the plan is too poorly funded, cannot just simply go and say, like, okay, well, let's increase the pension. What the tighter rules under the Pension Protection Act would do is you cannot accrue any more benefits. It means you cannot earn any more benefits, any more pension benefits, even though the contract essentially says you could. It's not a benefit improvement. It's actually, at this point, what the proposed legislation would do is it would change it from not improving benefits to actually lowering benefits when the plan is too poorly funded. That is certainly something that I think should have been addressed, and the way to address this is you make sure that the employers actually put all the money in that they can when times are good. You give them as many regulatory incentives to properly fund their pension plans.
Well, Christian,
that way you don't have to penalize the employees when things get tough.
Well, is there any need for this so-called Pension Protection Act, the House Rule 2830, is there any need for that to be passed this year? Is there a need to act on the pension issue this session?
That's a difficult question. The bill deals with a lot of issues.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them have to be addressed. Some of them don't.
Mm-hmm.
The one we have talked so far about, pension funding rule changes, don't have to be addressed. For the simple reason, the reason why this came up, the reason why Congress actually took on pension funding rules is, as I said earlier, pension funding, what the employer has to put into a pension plan, is tied under the current law to the 30-year Treasury.
Mm-hmm.
A few years ago, we were in Washington. We had enough money, or the federal government had enough money, to stop issuing 30-year bonds. So those things actually went away. So the pension plans were anchored to something that no longer existed.
Mm-hmm.
That issue has gone away. The government now issues 30-year bonds again.
Mm-hmm.
So for the employers, that main purpose of creating a new law has gone away. Other issues, so the pension funding rules, you don't necessarily have to address. What you have to address, though, is you have to deal with the issue of airlines. You, in particular, you give special relief for the airline industry. That, I think, needs to be addressed right now just because the situation is so dire. There's a few other things, but I think that's the main one, and you could basically split this up or even cut out the pension funding rule issue and have a smaller bill that addresses some of the more immediate concerns.
Well, does this Pension Protection Act, House Rule 2830, address the airline industries?
It is my understanding that it does. All of the bills do address...
does it address
Senate,
it in a way?
Has, actually, I think the House rule doesn't, and the Senate side does, so it will be something that would come up at conference.
And from your perspective, does it address it in a way that works?
Well, the one thing is, none of the proposals that are being proposed right now would basically give the pensions back to the employers. So United Airlines, which has terminated its pension plan, given it to the government, won't be forced to take it back. So that really, I think, is the biggest shortcoming of any of the legislation, that the employers are let off the hook.
Mm.
And
this bill doesn't address that?
The bill doesn't address that, no. It spreads out the Senate bill spreads out funding for airlines. So basically, the airline companies have to make up a shortfall in the pension plan. It spreads it out to over 20 years.
Wow.
That is probably, it's somewhat a questionable proposal. There's some trade-off here between spreading out the payments in exchange for not improving benefits. Again, it's a question of whose interest do you serve? In this case, you serve somewhat the government at writ large here rather than the beneficiaries' interest. So there's some questions about the way the airline relief has been structured.
So all in all, the House bill or House Rule 2830, where is it on the on the calendar? And all in all, is this a good idea?
There's two House rules. There's the one that was passed. The situation is complicated because there's two committees in each chamber that have jurisdiction over pensions.
Okay.
Both committees, the Education and Workforce and Ways and Means, have passed the bill on their side. Now, they have to come up with a compromise bill first in the House, vote on it, then has to go to conference because the Senate has actually passed its own bill on pensions. It seems unlikely, given everything else that's happening, especially in the House side, that there will be much attention right now to pensions. They have, in order to get relief or clarification on a number of issues, they have about, for the first quarter of 2006, to fix that. And most likely they will take, just the way Congress works, they will wait till the last minute to pass this. Is this a good bill? No, I think there could have been much better provisions in many of the issues. That addresses airline relief. It goes to what's called cash balance plans, which is a conversion from traditional pensions to somewhat a more modern version of pensions, which are very popular in the communication sector. What the bill really does is it doesn't protect older workers as it should, and it makes the funding rules harder for employers to maintain their pension plans. So I think overall beneficiaries will lose out under this bill.
And where can people find out more information about this, Christian?
It's more the bills are on the Ways and Means Committee or the
Can they come to your
Education
website?
We haven't written about those specific bills, but we have written about the various provisions, especially the cash balance plans and the funding rule provisions. You could find all of that at www.americanprogress.org. That's our website, and if you go to pensions, private pensions, you will find those materials. We have not written specifically about airline relief because that one has been such a moving target over the last few months.
Christian Weller, Senior Economist with the Center for American Progress. Thank you so much for joining us on the Wake Up Call.
Thank you very much for having me.
My pleasure. And if you want to call your congressperson, you can do that at 1-888-355-3588. That's 1-888-355-3588. 1-888-355-3588. Call them and say no to House Rule 2830. I'm Liz Brown. I'll be back to take your calls, your comments. After this, stay with us.
A long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Has Steve Franklin been on your mind? Join him online at WGNU.net.
For all of your embroidery and digitizing needs, be sure to visit Pro Shirt Shop in South County. Whether for the bowling league or uniforms at work, let Pro Shirt Shop show you why they're an award-winning industry leader for more than the last 10 years. T-shirts, jackets, hats, carry bags, even a personalized gift for the holidays. Pro Shirt Shop can do it all, and they'll even help you create a logo if needed. Pro Shirt Shop, 816 Lime Ferry Road, or call 638-8631 for Pro Shirt Shop today.
You want your preschooler to be ready for school. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is ready to help you prepare your preschooler not only for school, but also for life. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is an outreach of Trinity Tabernacle Assembly of God in Bridgeton. Your child, age 2 to 4, receives a non-denominational Bible curriculum with Bible stories, songs, arts and crafts, plus lessons in numbers, science, arts, and phonics to help prepare him or her for kindergarten. Your child will also grow personally, socially, educationally, and spiritually every day as a unique individual created by God. Call Christine at 314-291-8839 to learn more about Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center and to register your child. Open Monday through Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center, 11950 Mark Twain Drive in Bridgeton, 314-291-8839. Serving the community since 1979.
Congratulations to Joe Garcia, producer of the Global News Update, a feature of the Morning Wake Up Call. Joe, along with Liz Brown, are the 2005 winners of the Best Spot News Award from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. We always knew Joe was a winner, and now you know too. Again, congratulations to Joe Garcia. Another reason to listen to the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Every ghetto, every city, and suburban place I've been, made me recall my days in the New Jerusalem. You know it's hot, don't forget what you got. Looking back, looking back.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We have much, much, much to talk about. You need to get up. You need to get to me. 454-0400, 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me. Audrey.
Hello, Liz. Thank you for your show and the opportunity to come on and mention one more thing about the Katrina's People's Hurricane Fund. They're asking us, Jobs with Justice Instead of a War, Organization of Black Struggle, the WashU Social Justice Center, and Veterans for Peace are co-sponsoring him in St. Louis. And one of the things the fund has asked us to do is to get surveys for the Katrina families that are here in St. Louis on them and to collect their stories to send back to the People Hurricane Fund. They're as well as organizing this Gulf Coast Survivors Assembly that Curtis mentioned that's happening on Thursday and Friday, December 8th through the 9th in Jackson, Mississippi, and then they're going to march on December the 10th. Now, the Hurricane Fund has said that they would provide transportation for families that want to attend, and my number is 314-435-0414 if any hurricane families, displaced families are out there that would like to attend any of the events as well as go back to that Gulf Coast Survivors Assembly.
All right. Thank you, Audrey.
Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. On here in 8 o'clock hour, you were informing us about a woman in what happened to a woman in Denver, Colorado.
Deborah Davis.
Deborah Davis. I think you said that the American Civil Liberties Union was taking her case.
That is correct.
Now, that is a very important case. And that is why they're taking it, because it's going to affect the civil liberties of all of us. So, and I'm coming at this from this perspective. I wonder if she had given maybe a mere pittance to the ACLU before this happened to her. A lot of people, I've heard Minister Farrakhan say that you must belong to some organization because you cannot do this by yourself. You need some organization, some time to help with this. So I'm saying that more people should think about the ACLU and become a member and give some funds to them. And I'd also like to say that I'll bet you no one's ever heard of the Southern Poverty Law Center. They do a lot to help curb violence. They fight violence from these so-called...
You know what they also say?
Huh?
You know what the Southern Poverty League, that's with Morris Dees, right?
Yes.
He's put Minister Farrakhan on the same list as the Ku Klux Klan in his organization. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
But I do know this, that they still fight poverty.
Come on. An organization that says that the Nation of Islam is the same type of group as the Ku Klux Klan, what good could an organization like that be for black folks, for real? Because that's absolutely unacceptable.
Liz, you know when that was said?
All you got to do is go on the net, type in Morris Dees, type in Minister Farrakhan. It's on there. In fact, go to their website right now and look up terrorist groups. And on their website, you will see the Nation of Islam listed as a terrorist group.
Well, that saying, a little bit of knowledge is a dangerous thing. I guess this would come in this category because I had no idea
about that.
Because you know what, like he Rosa Parks. What I was going to say is that they did an award-winning documentary about her life,
mm-hmm.
and gave it free of charge to schools, to law enforcement.
Have you seen it? The documentary?
No.
I haven't either. So I don't know if it was any good or not.
Well, I know it was award-winning, and it was all about her life, and that is why so many people about her.
Well, again, there are plenty of documentaries out there that tell a certain type of truth about people, say certain things about, and black people in particular, and they get awards. Again, let's look at it before we say that it's a good one.
Well, what do you think about his organization fighting these so-called white supremacists?
Again, and any organization that says that Minister Farrakhan's organization is the same, in its intent, in its agenda, and its history as a white supremacist organization, I can't be down with that in any respect.
Well, I'm glad I brought them up so that I can do a little more research on
this. Yes, ma'am. Check out the website. It's right there in black and white.
And now what do you think about the American Civil Liberties Union?
I think that they do good work. I don't think that they do complete work, but it's not a black organization. I think that they do some good work. Absolutely.
And then that's why I contribute to them, because I do know that some of the cases they take affect us all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't know. It's kind of difficult because... some people say things about others that they don't really know the complete picture.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's changed his mind about Minister Farrakhan.
Check out his website. Don't be giving him that. Check out his website today. It's on there today.
Okay.
Okay?
I will.
All right.
Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. Let me get to his car phone.
Louis Brown.
Fella on the car phone.
I'm wondering, did anybody see that fool on TV this morning?
Which fool would that be? You need to be clear.
There's only one.
Well,
number one.
Okay,
number
one. Well, no, I mean, I think that Dick Cheney's a fool.
I think that
Karl Rove is
a fool.
All right, so you talk about the number one fool.
Yeah, the number one.
All right.
And I'm sitting up here saying, when are these people going to get tired of this man telling them the same thing?
But they are. Look at the polls. People are getting it. Why do you think he's giving a speech right now? Why, if people were down with him, do you think that he would have to go to an audience that is required by law to sit there and act politely behind him?
You know, that's the other thing I wanted to say. You know, he goes everywhere and gets these captive audiences that have to give the responses, because if they don't, they're going to get court-martialed.
That's exactly right.
You know,
Come on, people. Well, no, I don't think it's... I think that he is doing... what he is doing is proof that he can't go to the American people and talk that smack. Because if he could go to the American people, he would go to a college campus and make that statement. He would go someplace where the people wouldn't go to jail for not sitting there politely and cheering or lose their jobs.
You're absolutely right, Liz. If you get a chance to see the speech, catch him when he's done. Watch his expression. You're talking about somebody getting through with a speech, and then he took a deep breath and said,
is that kind of like his daddy looking at? Is that kind of like his daddy looking at his watch during the debate? That same kind of expression of "Phew, glad this is over."
Oh, damn! I got through this.
Well, I, you know what? I think he was probably also thinking that. Damn, which door do I go through?
Which door do I go through?
I don't want to make that mistake again.
It's sad, Liz. I mean, it's really sad because these people are dying. We're losing people in Iraq. I try to tell people over and over again, America, get out of Iraq and let the Iraqis take care of their country. The people who call themselves insurgents are in Iraq because America is there. Bottom line.
Thanks for your call. Take care of yourself.
All right.
Listen, folks, Liz Brown, wake up call. I am taking a break, but I'm not done. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Listening to Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU Radio, 920 on your AM dial and at WGNU.net.
This is your wake-up call, global news update. Dateline Jerusalem. A new report has been issued in Israel that concludes Ashkenazi Jews are intellectually superior to everyone else. The report has recently been noted in the New York Times and The Economist. It was conducted by the Anthropology Department of the University of Utah. It says the conclusion is based on four observations. Ashkenazi Jews have the highest IQ of any ethnic group. They marry within their own ethnicity almost exclusively. Jobs requiring higher intelligence have been reserved for them throughout history. And genetic mutations that cause diseases in their genealogy have helped improve their level of intelligence. And Dateline Washington.
Here's a story that indicates power begets privilege. The FAA has issued restrictions on planes flying over the new home of Vice President Dick Cheney in Maryland. Private pilots say the rule is crazy because it prevents them from flying over the airspace, even if the VP is not there. A Pilots Association spokesperson says even at Cheney's house in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, planes are allowed to pass over if Cheney is not there. And Maryland has a lot more air traffic than Wyoming, so this is putting an unnecessary burden on air routes. Private pilots are inconvenienced the most because if they happen to stray into restricted space, they can either have their license to fly taken away, be escorted out by fighter jets, or even shot down. In a related note, flight restrictions over the president's ranch in Crawford, Texas stay in place there, whether he is in Crawford or not. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update.
Hi, folks. This is Decent Guy Don, Ace Black helicopter pilot, your certified conspiracy hunter and all-around decent person. If you want to hear 3 hours of rock'em sock'em beat up on the New World Order crowd, tune in here at WGNU, 9:20 a.m. every Wednesday, 10 o'clock in the morning. We do a no razzmatazz, brass knuckles war on the New World Order crowd. Their house of cards is about to come crashing down, my friends. Come listen to the thunderous crash as we pull the linchpin from the fragile ivory towers of the neocons and insiders in Camp Runamuck every Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. with Decent Guy Don at WGNU, 9:20 a.m., Radio Free St. Louis. Stay tuned.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Check out the old Alton Arts and Crafts Fair on Saturday and Sunday, December 3rd and 4th at the Alton High School Annex Building, 2200 College Avenue in Alton, Illinois. The fair on Saturday runs from 9 to 5 and admission is $2. On Sunday it runs from 10 to 4 and admission is $1. Children 12 and under are free. All proceeds benefit the Instrumental Music Program in the Alton School District. News to you from WGNU.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Understand, this is for all of my ancestors who were raped, who were killed, and hung because of their plight for freedom and for dignity. They died for me, and they died for you. This is for them to know that, yes, we are still fired up, and we're still talking about revolution.
Every one of you, my dear brother, when you go home, here's what I want you to do. We must belong to some organization that is working for the uplift and the liberation of our people. Go back. Join the NAACP if you want to. Join the Urban League. Join the All African People's Revolutionary Party. Join us. Join the Nation of Islam. Join PUSH. Join the Congress of Racial Equality. Join SCLC, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get to me. Mac, good morning.
Well, good morning, Miss Brown. How are you? This beautiful day.
I'm outstanding.
I was listening to Rumsfeld in the military talking last night about Iraq. Anyway, he said that it's best to kill the terrorists on their soil and they do it on our soil. And I also see where they had a guy on there last night supposedly said he was plotting to kill George Bush. Now, you know, they always come up with a tape somewhere. I don't know where they find all these tapes and confessions. But if we go with the odds of presidents being assassinated and killed, when we would have to drop the bomb on America, and most of our presidents get killed by Americans of foreign descent.
Well, Americans on American soil.
Americans on American soil.
Mm-hmm.
So as we were going to get rid of the terrorists that's taking assassin our president, we would have to do it in America then.
And
if we go with the odds.
And we could also limit it to either 99% white males.
Well,
and one white female, I believe, attempted to kill a president. So
Rumsfeld would have had to drop bombs by his own people.
Well, right around the same neighborhood where Dick Cheney lives, because that's where you're going to catch a whole lot of white men with access to guns.
Really happened if they'd been assassinated and attempted assassinated, they wouldn't have to worry about no fun of doing it. It was dead by an American white man.
You know, and the fact of the matter is that what's happening in Iraq makes those over there want to get over here and get at us even more. So maybe we need to stop.
They can't get a trial going for Saddam Hussein.
I think it's insane to say that. I mean, I've tried plenty of cases. I've gotten continuances for missing witnesses. I've gotten continuances because of evidentiary issues. I would think that it would be insane you'd have to have a continuance for 6 years if every defense attorney was being executed. You want to have a trial in the place where defense attorneys are being executed, and you think you can give somebody a fair trial, and you think the lawyer is going to be able to prepare for their case in any kind of real way with the real live threat of death, real life threat of death. You know, I mean, that's insane.
Well,
that is not a trial. That's just an assassination waiting to happen. And if you want to kill him like that, forget the trial. Just let him loose.
Right. You know, I watched this thing now with Bush and his few people that hang around him. It has turned into a circus.
That's all right.
It is, some type of a circus now.
Thanks for your call.
Well, anyway, Ms. Brown, you have a beautiful day.
Take care of yourself. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways, get up, get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
How you doing, Liz?
Ike, good morning.
I've been listening. Good show today.
Thank you.
I want to just tip in on the guy talking about pensions. General Motors has already pushed our pensions off to the investments. They pay my pension every month. GM.
All right.
But number two, the brother was talking about the problems in New Orleans. Those people are the builders of New Orleans. Those are slaves, ones decided to stay there after all that work and stuff. We built them, the most mansions over there, down in the bayous and all up in there. We did all that. And then we still end up having to work the land for the man, rent them old beat-up houses that Shirfina washed away. See, we did all the work, and we don't get nothing for it.
Thanks for your call.
All right.
454-0400 is my phone number. David.
Oh, hi, Liz. David, yeah, you know, I've happened to catch this really gross show this morning. A fellow named Bennett, this is, you know, William Bennett is the audacious bigot, and he was talking about how the soldiers got to be soldiers and how they got to get the job done. And so, right away, if I remember right, William Bennett used to run around claiming he was a Christian. So, I called up. Of course, they didn't take my call. They don't want to hear any kind of opposition. But
you didn't lie? You didn't lie to get in?
Oh, no, no, no. I don't have to usually. No, I tell you, I was the most amazed when the screener, you probably know enough of the Bible to, their biblical scholars haven't quite figured out where Eden was, but it was either between the Tigris and Euphrates or it was in Ethiopia.
Mm-hmm.
And in modern world, you know, there's starvation, pestilence, violence, and war going on in one or the other place. And the corporate structure has their eyes on them for a number of different reasons. So when I called up William Bennett, trying to get in, saying, what does he mean by getting the job done? Are Army boys really supposed to obey orders without question, which was very much what William Bennett was saying. The Army's there to get the job done. And I said, well, what does this mean, get the job done, in the Garden of Eden? And the screener, you know, he didn't want to go for it, and he said, soldiers there to kill and obey orders. And okay, so this is in the Land of Eden, right? And he says, what do you mean, Eden? They're there to kill and obey orders. And so he wasn't going to have that happen.
How scary.
Kill and obey orders in Eden.
Obey orders. All righty, then.
Yep.
Well, I'm clear now.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, when it came down to it, he had apparently never heard that Eden was between the Tigris and
David,
the Euphrates.
David, this is a person who believes that soldiers' jobs are to kill and obey orders. Why would he have any sense or understanding of geography or history?
Well, see, that's the funny thing. This is on the Salem Network, and if you know much about these neocons, the Salem Network, wasn't Salem where they burnt witches? But the Salem is this religious right network. So all of these Pat Robertson, Dobson, all of these religious right nuts are using Salem Network. So you
to
would
burn people.
Your screeners would know some biblical history.
Why would they? They're not. Well, since when are they Christians?
There you go.
Thanks for your call, David.
Hey, no trouble. Have a good morning. Thank
all
you
right, much. Take care. Listen, the folks, this is Liz Brown, the Wake Up Call. I will be back same time, same place tomorrow with more madness to report to you. Until then, stay strong.
All over the world, Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember that. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, stop resisting.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Joan Bennett. President Bush responds to doubters about his Iraq war strategy, telling cadets at the Naval Academy this morning he has a plan for victory.
As we fight the enemy in Iraq, every man and woman who volunteers to defend our nation deserves an unwavering commitment to the mission.